All right, well, you guys have come face to face with Fear. He's one of the adversaries, and he looks pretty mad. So, Alex, you said that Tiger wants to shoot him, right? You're going to get off shot of him.
No,
so, well, you said you were going to take out your gun and shoot him, so why don't you make a roll? Roll your dex with firearms.
No, I can't.
And, well, you can't make the shot. You can't hit him unless you roll.
Well, I can't roll because, as we've said, you left the character sheets at home.
Okay. For an hour.
All right, so Tiger will forego his action. How about you, Dan, what do you want to do?
Well, I mean, I wish I could tell you, but I don't have my skills in front of me because you forgot the fucking character sheets.
Okay, so Dan forgoes his action. Malcolm, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. I can't do a thing. I don't have a character sheet, Ed.
Wait, where's your character sheet?
You had them.
You left them at home, as we've said for the last
hour.
Guys.
I think I left your character sheets at home.
Oh! Thank you, Ed.
There we go.
You're the master.
You know what? Okay, not a problem. I'll be right back. I'm going to go home. I'll be right back. Just role play. Vamp for a little bit. I'll be right back.
Wait, doesn't...
Oh, Meyer's taking his shirt off.
Doesn't Ed
I'm warping.
Like 20 minutes
Freddy,
away.
I'm crazy.
He's like a while away.
Yeah it's going to be a while. Accent.
Yeah. Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Hi, everyone. It's welcome about to goddamn motherfucking time.
Ragnarok Actual
Play.
Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to say it?
Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Welcome to another Ragnarok Play Actual Rock.
All right, Meyer will say it in about 5 minutes. Hi, everybody. Today we will be playing...
You didn't say it.
Give him 5 minutes.
Oh, my. We'll be playing Will Fate, which is a home...
I don't know. Will it?
No. It's a homebrew system, so this is an alpha test. I have been working on this for about a month.
It was an omega test.
No, it's an alpha test.
You thank you.
So this system, this is the first time it's being played. I'm Ed. I'm going to be running it.
I'm Alex. I'm going to be criticizing it.
Yeah.
I'm Ryan. I'm probably also going to be criticizing it.
I'm James. I'm definitely going to criticize it.
I don't give a fuck.
Meyer's indifferent.
Yeah. So, so this is the alpha test. So I don't know if this is going to be a good game or not. I hope it is.
Well, we made good characters. So.
We'll make it fun no matter what.
No,
I'm sure.
Won't. No.
But...
No, we're going to make it more intentionally.
It takes place in a concentration camp, so it's going to be...
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Ooh,
no, I thought, well, it's not a concentration camp.
He said concentration
camp.
No, he said POW camp.
No, he said concentration
camp. It's the POW, like, cell block.
In
a concentration camp.
Which concentration camp?
Fusen.
Is that a real one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that place.
What about people that have actually been there?
Yeah,
like, are they going to criticize how...
I don't know.
Like, if
you're
going to
have a trigger...
It?
Do you have to put a trigger warning on this episode?
Yes.
What's the layout of the place?
Awful.
So, I should probably go over the rules, basically.
Tell us what the volume is.
I don't think so. We don't do it for all the other games.
That's true.
I don't know why I made a velociraptor.
We could just post a link to the document if you want to make it available.
I don't know if I want to put that out quite yet.
All right,
but there's an addendum.
So try to keep up, listeners.
We roll dice and do things.
We'll post. We recorded the character creation process with explanation for rules. So if you want to know the rules, listen to that.
I should go listen to that. I wasn't here for that.
Or if you want to be surprised, just keep listening.
Right. So, it's 1945.
Surprise!
Eric's favorite 45.
You are a group of miscellaneous POWs. You don't know each other, or you didn't know each other before you arrived. At Fusen, you're in the POW cell block at that concentration camp. You have escaped your cell, and you've evaded the Nazis on patrol, and you've made your way to the sewer access bunker. From the Nazis, you have secured two Lugers. Each of the guards was carrying a Luger, and you made shivs. So you have four shivs and two Lugers.
Now we have another Luger.
Yeah,
it's a Lugie, you dummy.
Hot on Your Tails is a platoon of Nazi stormtroopers. Essentially, you have evaded them, but you hear the alarm go off. So you know it's only going to be moments before...
What's the alarm?
That one.
That's a good alarm.
You know that it's going to be moments before the Nazi stormtroopers arrive and try to take you back.
It was a goof.
We should get out of here.
You arrive at the sewer access bunker. There is a sealed iron door. It's one of those crank sealed doors.
One of those what?
You know, one of those, like, it has a wheel.
Oh.
So it's an airlock. Almost.
Kinda.
Yeah.
I'm going to crank the door.
Alright, make it, me crank a tinker it, crank strength it. Check.
Who's sure? I got a 9 on the dot.
Alright, so you you basically Price is Right the door. You just give it one.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, you give it one twirl and it spins. Do you want to just introduce your characters because you didn't do that yet?
Oh yeah. Right.
Well, we said who we were.
Yes.
All right, I'm Alex and I am playing Levi the Gold.
Sorry.
You want to shut the fuck up so we could do this?
Can I go grab a water, Ryan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Anybody else want one?
Sure.
No. I got sodies.
Yes.
Yes.
Just Alex.
No, never mind. We got stuff here. Anyway, I am playing Levi the Golem Moskowitz. I am a Jewish prisoner of war from Russia, but he was also a professional boxer. I was going to be from Czechoslovakia, but then when I got rid of the Krav Maga, it wasn't worth it, so Russia's just easier. And I guess he's in the POW camp and not the concentration camp part because he was fighting in Russia and was captured.
You might have been a...
He was a showpiece because he was a... A fighting Jew?
All right, I'll put it this way. If you are military, you are in the POW wing. If you are a civvy, then let's say you were all... The reason that you all are sort of miscellaneous is you've been huddled into a cell near the sewer access bunker, and that you took. That's when you made your escape.
Okay.
You didn't know what was going to happen. You've seen people being taken to this... area before, and they never return.
So they bring them to these cells that we're in now, and then they never return.
Yes, which is why you made your escape.
So we've been taken from other parts of the camp, mm-hmm. too, here. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
Alright. Hey, everyone. I'm Ryan. My character this evening is going to be Philippe René Leclerc. He is a French philosopher, playwright, and resistance spy, and he has been captured by the Nazis. And all of you are going to end up in his play, which he is writing.
Yep.
It was the Nazis, this is the Nazis, that we were Nazis, we were Nazis!
Sorry, quoting some producers.
Hi, I'm James, I'm playing Jervich Hannigan. He's an American soldier that was secretly lent out and got to, some resistance groups. He's a medic, and he got caught because he just wasn't fast enough.
He's not very good at his job?
No, he just wasn't fast enough.
It's a Ragnarok actual play!
Is that exactly 5 minutes?
No.
He's just been waiting for his turn.
It would have been very good if you were actually...
Well, Maya's been very quiet, so I didn't know if he was, like, sitting there timing.
1-1-2.
It's over 5 minutes.
It's over 5 minutes!
I'm Maya, and I'm playing Ethan Wiebe, shooty guy.
All right. So...
I shouldn't even be here today.
So, Jervich, Golem, Philippe, and Ethan, you spin the door. You spin the wheel, or rather, Golem, you spin the wheel.
Jesus, kid, you eat your Wheaties in the morning?
Are you going to just open the door?
Yeah, well, it's open the door, get shot by Nazis, right?
Okay, so wait a second. I'm a Frenchman. You're Russian. You guys are
American.
So do we speak the same language? Or
I'll let you decide. If you want, you can all speak English and your own language. I would suggest yes, because this is an audio podcast.
No, my guy is a mute. It works so well for Eric in that last game. Yeah. I'm doing.
All that backstory, that never happened. I have no idea what his fucking backstory is.
We could always play it like, alo, alo, and do like, when we're speaking in accents, we're speaking different languages and we can't understand each other.
I mean, you could also, you all speak a common language, you know, whether it's French, Russian, or
all right.
Portuguese. Our common language is Portuguese.
Or whatever.
I think Philippe would probably know some English, so.
Yeah. I might not be fluent, but I can get by.
So you open the door, and within the bunker are two dicing Nazis.
Oh, they're playing dice.
Yes.
like chopping up.
Okay, the worst of the ever.
They're crying and dicing their nuts. There are two dicing Nazis. They're sitting on folding chairs.
They're playing craps.
Hurry up with the furious carrots.
No, you idiots. Those are Julien.
You can make me a think plus intelligence check to figure out what they're playing at a glance.
I don't care enough.
Yeah, I'm just gonna kill them.
So it's.
I'm offering James.
Yeah, it was a D10, right?
Yeah,
So I got a 4 out of 7.
Okay, nope. 4 out of 7.
You know what, I might as well try to.
I got a 5 out of 3.
Okay. Think intelligence, you said?
I don't care.
I got a 2 out of 8.
Okay, so Jane, Jervich, and Philippe. Yeah, they're playing craps.
Okay.
I just
good for them.
So they're sitting at folding chairs at a folding table.
Backs to us, or are they facing?
They're facing you.
Okay.
Or rather, they're sort of their sides are to you.
They just lined up. Yeah.
One of the guards has a Volkssturm rifle, semi-automatic rifle, strapped to his back. Which he says, Scheiße, and reaches for, and the other one reaches for the Luger at his hip.
How far away are they?
They are maybe 5 to 10 feet away.
Okay. So we get the roll initiative, right?
Yeah, so initiative. That is a D10, and add your wits.
Ooh.
Ooh, 7.
13.
Like, we add our total wits or our wits?
Total.
Oh, shit, I totally forgot to stat out the Nazis. Oh, no, I didn't.
17.
Damn.
I rolled a 10. I got right. 7. So, 15.
So the Nazis are going at 10.
Hopefully they'll be dead by the time I
get. Ethan, what are you going at?
17.
17. What
I
are you going at?
I think it's Meyer
James
Ryan.
15.
Yeah.
What Meyer. Are you going at, Golem?
Golem.
7.
Golem.
Philippe.
13. So, Meyer, James, Ryan, Nazis, men.
Yes. All right. What are you going to be doing?
You're not allowed, my friend.
Well,
you will take care of
him. Shooting assault rifle guy.
You're going to shoot. Nah. It's not. It's a semi-automatic rifle.
Well, I'm going to shoot rifle guy. Guy will do more damage.
Okay. He could get off more shots.
So that is a attack. With dex roll.
Okay, I'm gonna have to roll and see what I get. Wait, what am I doing? Just rolling it?
Roll a d10 and you're trying to get under your attack dex score. Your attack with dex score.
I got a 5 out of 9.
5 out of 9. That is a.
Normal.
That's a normal success. So roll 1d6.
1d6. Like a D6.
If you want to make it a little bit easier,
6.
I think
you rolled 6.
You know what? I'm gonna keep notes.
Yeah, that's probably a good
idea. I have notes too.
I have a notebook.
Beat so you all of 6. You.
Yes.
All right. So, and this is just a quick note. There's two types of bad guys. There's bosses and grunts.
I hope these are grunts.
These are grunts.
Okay.
Grunts basically have an attack AS, an avoid AS, and a general AS is attack score, and a general attack score. And wits, and then they have their wound threshold.
Alright, so they're simplified.
Yes.
And bosses, simplified.
Bosses are static out
so
just like us.
They basically, once they reach their wound threshold, they're dead.
Okay.
They don't have tears.
No, okay.
Okay, so that's... You did 6?
Yeah.
Alright, so he's got an armor of 2, so you do 4.
Oh, the Nazis have natural armor.
No, they're wearing armor.
Likely story.
PETA, I'm holding Hooters.
Alright, so you shoot this Nazi in his stomach.
Why do you have 2 hit dice?
Because I want to use Ryan's, not mine.
He hates his.
Mine doesn't have crotch on it.
Oh, well, then...
Ed wanted to be able to hit people.
Wait, so what does it
crotch.
Have instead of crotch?
Full body.
How do you hit someone in the full body?
Yeah, mine has full body too.
I shoot I like you with one bullet in the full body.
I have the same one. Right?
Yeah, we do.
It's it's a bullet bill from Super Mario World. Yeah.
The only thing that can hit you in the full body, I guess, an assault rifle,
fire,
or
like an explosion.
An explosion. But I guess I could just roll this one and make full body crotch.
That's what I usually do.
But
it's
okay.
Literally what
so
I
you
do.
So you shoot the Nazi with your Luger right in the stomach. You shot a assault rifle guy, right?
Yes.
Or a rifle guy.
Yeah.
All right. Next we have
James
Jervich.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot the guy that's pulling out his Luger.
All right.
Reflectively to that. And since I have a specialty in sidearms, do I get my bonus with that? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. So. 8 out of 8.
8 out of 8. That is an exceptional success.
It's
roll
so exceptional.
A D6.
Like a
trying
D6.
To show me off.
I got 5.
No, GM says you're gonna die.
So that is severe wounds, which I guess doesn't really matter with.
Yeah, like you said
moves.
Grunts, whatever.
Grunts. All right, but you did 5.
Yes.
Okay.
I did this many.
Good for
that?
You.
Yeah, that kind of doesn't line up if you're not tracking wound tiers for
right,
everybody.
Right. I'm taking that note.
Thanks, Obama.
I don't seriously know how that plays. Whatever.
All right.
What?
Let's go with who goes next.
Obama.
Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan. Philippe.
Which one of them is looking the most hurt?
Rifle guy.
Rifle guy, alright, I'm gonna run up to him and go stabby stabby with my shiv.
Oh, and by the way, you shoot the guy reaching for his Luger. Oh, you shoot him in his Luger hand.
Yay!
That's his face.
Ah! Yeah. My Luger hand!
Luger guy.
Can I shoot
is
off
not...
his trigger finger?
Yeah, you shoot one of his fingers off. So Luger guy is not gonna be able to act this turn.
I'm terrible left handed.
And depending on.
What if
look at my hand!
This is left handed.
He has a rock. Yeah,
this is
my shooting hand.
All right, so Ryan, you're gonna what are you doing?
Hand.
You're gonna go stab.
I'm gonna go run up
lefty,
and stab him.
You racist bastard.
So that's attack dex.
Yeah.
Oh, 6 out of 6.
All right, that is also exceptional, which again doesn't matter. So roll one, run d4.
A d4. 3.
Mm. All right.
Can you do death attack?
Nothing.
Yeah, you kill rifle guy. You
takes
just stab him right in the throat.
Hmm?
Takes some will?
No.
And he starts, choking on his blood and gurgling.
Auf Wiedersehen.
And he falls down dead. Luger guy would go now, but he's screaming scheiss and holding his hand. So, Golem, it's your
turn. I'm gonna. So, Luger guy's the only one left?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna punch him in his stupid Nazi face.
Okay.
With my not stupid
Listen,
fist.
Just because
so attack strike.
I mean,
uh-huh.
Stupid. You Oop. Just picked the wrong team to go
for. I got a 10.
You got a 10. Alright, so you swing at Luger guy, and he just dodges right out of the way. He's looking at his hand, and he sees your fist coming, and he.
You gotta work.
It's hard to miss.
I don't know how. Wow, that's impressive.
No, I mean my fist, it's hard like to not see it coming.
And he dives his head out of the way.
Yeah, that was literally the only number I could roll.
I know. Alright, top of the turn, Ethan.
I'll shoot him.
Roll for it.
9 out of 9.
Alright. I'm not even going to make you, roll for damage.
D6. 5.
5. You blow his head off.
Good.
My goodness. You basically shoot him through his eye, and the back of his head explodes out.
Very good.
Maybe I'll do something like if it's a higher grade success, it's armor penetrating or something.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out.
You can armor penetrate on a crit,
right? Okay, so Nazis are dead.
How horribly uncivilized.
Well, they definitely know where we are now.
Well, I'm going to grab the rifle.
Okay, so
I'll toss you his Luger.
You're in the bunker.
You're better.
I would actually be better with the rifle.
Uh-huh.
Because I have a skill in rifle.
There's only one rifle. One rifle, one Luger.
Well,
I am an excellent shot, my friend.
I bet you I'm better shot than you.
Alright, can we put the dicks away for this pissing contest? They know where we are. We just fired some guns.
I'm gonna close the door behind us.
Good idea.
There you go.
And I'm gonna spin the wheel.
Okay.
And I'm gonna grab
There's
one of
a
their.
Lock.
Oh, I was gonna jam one of their chairs into it. Okay. But I'll lock it. I'll do both because they probably have the key.
While he's doing this, everybody, make me a. You don't have to make a check. It's easy. You see that this is basically a big bear room. There's sort of an aluminum floor.
A big
and
sexy
on
bear.
The floor is a what looks like a sewer access hatch. And it's got a padlock. It's got one of the, a turn to open it, but it's also got a padlock keeping it closed.
I'm going to search the dead bodies for the key.
Wait, is it a combo lock or a key lock?
Key lock.
Oh.
Is there anything else in the room?
Just the giant bear.
Books, cards, some dirty playing cards.
All right. I'm gonna just search through the other.
So a small larder with like I don't know. Do they have instant coffee in 45?
I don't know.
There's like instant coffee and canned food.
Well, I'm assuming we're going on the run, so I'm probably going to, grab some of that.
Okay. Probably also horribly malnourished.
Yeah.
I'm going to take their armor.
Okay. So, you take their armor.
I'm going to put on his armor.
Their armor, it's...
Two.
It doesn't fit. Roll fate to see if it's your size.
Five.
Actually, that's how it'll fit. It's 210, depending on the type of damage. Blocks two minor, one severe,
and zero mortal.
Correct.
That means it hit you in the face.
Shut up.
Zero mortal.
So, they have a key. They each have a key.
I don't have to roll the search.
So if Frenchie's getting
you're searching the bodies. You don't really have to.
If Frenchie's getting the
it's
right,
not like they have a secret compartment in their leg.
Right. More of the ammo.
Well, you never know. I could overlook a key. I could overlook a pocket. Those things are like their vests, right? Pockets.
Sure. All right, you've convinced me.
I'm just saying,
good job asking for homework.
Make me a think perception.
I do want.
Well, James is just he's being a responsible
roll.
Player. He's like,
Dana Lynn.
You made these mechanics. I want to use them.
7 out of 7.
That's a reference. No one.
No.
Alex got it.
What if she comments on this?
If she listens, she's a big fan. We went to high school with a girl who she would do stuff like that all the time.
Everyone went to high school with someone who would do stuff like that.
Well, then maybe they got it. Anyway, so...
Dana Lynn High School. Okay, you got
yeah, yes. So I got 7 out of 7.
Yeah, you find the keys.
Do I find anything else since I got a 7 out of 7?
You find some more. You find extra ammunition for the rifle.
Well, for the Luger.
The Luger and the rifle.
Okay.
Yeah. How much ammo do we have for the rifle? A magazine? What is it?
Let's say you have. It has one in it.
Okay.
One in the back.
And James found two.
All right.
Two magazines.
Same thing with the Lugers. The Luger. Each Luger that you have. Has one Lugers are right.
Yeah, they have clips. I don't know how many.
each Luger has one clip in it already.
You can hang on
and
look it up.
Well, in the clip then, dude.
I think it's between 7 and 9.
You can't load your clip and do the dip because
why not?
It's a Nazi gun.
Each Luger
I can do what I
has
they're dip proof.
Has a clip in it, and you find three clips on the dead Nazi.
Yeah.
Plus. The Luger that he has a clip.
Who doesn't have a gun? You don't have a gun.
I'll take the Luger.
And here's a clip.
Okay, so now you're all armed.
What are we wearing? Just like prisoner clothes?
I'm wearing armor.
Prisoner clothes and armor.
Yeah, you're wearing rags, prisoner clothes.
I wish your character kind of looked like
a guy.
Luger pistol, 8-round detachable box magazine, 32-round detachable drum.
Yeah, well, we have box magazines.
We have box magazines.
I don't care what my guy looks like.
I was just going to call you Shorty.
Shorty.
Can I use my mechanical repair skill to fuck with the door so they can't open it?
I'm size 5. Sure. I'm mechanical size disrepair.
Yes.
So that's Tinker Int.
That would be Tinker Int, yeah.
And what is the damage on my rifle?
You got a what?
I succeeded. Regular.
Okay. Yeah, so you break... I am going to say, so sometimes a tasks will have a resistance score. So whereas this door would probably have a resistance score of... it had no resistance score to open. It being locked and barricaded would give it a resistance score of 4. You broke it, gave it another 1. So now it's a resistance score of 5.
What does that mean?
For a Nazi to open it, they would have to roll Tinker Strength... over 5.
Gotcha. Okay.
Under their score, but over 5. All right. So about this time, the door starts to. You see the wheels start to turn a little. Like
it's time to go.
It's moving back and forth. It's rattling.
Well, I found the key.
I agree.
So open.
I am.
Ed, what is the damage on this rifle?
I dropped the key.
The rifle is a D8.
We've got an extra.
So like in Saw, the first one when they had a key and they drop into the drain, so the guy was stuck there forever.
Thanks, I never saw Saw.
I knew you couldn't give a shit about Saw. No.
You unlock the padlock, you take it off. This is a very heavy door, so you might want to make a Tinker Strength check to open it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be
able. I got an 8 out of 5.
Okay.
I actually got a 4 out of 4.
Yeah. Golem lifts it.
I've got a picture. You're going...
Golem throws it open with one hand.
I'm sitting there slowly picking it up, and he's like, you take too long.
The door, the Nazis are
picking you up, and you're just holding the door.
With the hatch is open, and you hear Nazis banging at the bunker door. There's an iron rung ladder leading down into dark, dank, unknown tunnels.
No, he's Irish.
What was Irish?
Desmond.
Yeah.
Because it hatched. I said, is it Irish? Oh.
Scotchman. Scott.
Oh, yeah, he was Scottish.
Scotch.
We'll go first.
Alright.
Is there a flashlight in here somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was Scottish.
Let's say there's a couple.
Alright, who's got the rifle?
Frenchie. You can each take a flashlight if you want.
How much damage does it?
I want a flashlight.
I would say that would be club.
I was kidding.
Okay.
Can I have a flashlight?
You could use it as a weapon. It would be a club, but it would probably break the flashlight.
I'll worry about that when I get to it.
Alright, so there's an iron rung ladder leading down.
Alright.
I will go first.
Yeah, go first. Guy with the rifle, you watch the door.
I'm going to climb down the ladder.
Alright, so you go down first.
I'm going to have my flashlight in my hand.
Who's going to follow him?
I will go next.
I was telling you to watch.
Let us get the people with the silly accents off of the.
All right. So in that case,
since you have the rifle,
Philippe trains his rifle on the door and gets ready to plug any Nazi pigs who come through.
It doesn't look like they're going to get through at any point soon.
You come, jump down, follow the Russian.
I broke the door so they could not get in.
So you go down.
Yeah. 8.
For what?
The Luger size, the clip size.
Yeah, we did that.
What?
I don't give a fuck.
Meyer actually said, "I don't give a fuck" when I read that out.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Yeah. He is Benny B.
He didn't give a fuck when I said it. Right.
All right. So Meyer, are you gonna go down the ladder?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Meyer's just going to say, I'm sorry, I made a terrible mistake. I surrender.
All right, followed by...
No, this is the mistake!
Followed by Jervich, followed by Philippe.
You have destroyed the Führer's personal chefs.
It was a goof!
Philippe, if you want to close the hatch, you got to make a Tinker Strength check.
It was a goof. Right.
That is not going to be a very good... chance. Oh, hey, I rolled a 1, so I critically succeed.
All right, so, yeah, you,
Ones are crit.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're climbing down the ladder. You've got it, and you're kind of lifting it, and you feel like you're going to lose grip on it any second, and then you slip. And as you're falling, your weight, all of your weight just pulls this thing down, and then you just swing yourself back onto the ladder. and climb down gracefully. As you descend the final ladder, you see these three standing there in a long pipe-like corridor. The ground is covered in old sewage, and a shallow river of filth runs through it. It looks like a sewer pipe. You know, like a big...
It looks like a sewer pipe.
It's cleaner than the stuff they've been bathing us with.
It smells like a sewer pipe.
They've been bathing you?
It does smell really bad. Probably not worse than things you... Actually, no, this is the sewer of where you've been, so it smells worse.
I don't know. I don't think they had too much indoor plumbing in the prisoner camps in the 40s.
Well, whatever. It smells. It's a sewer pipe.
Well, it's sewer pipe or Nazis, so...
I prefer the sewer.
So which way, gentlemen?
As you head... So you're heading down...
Is it just a one-way...
Just one way. About a mile and a half in to your left.
A mile and a half. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a big pile of shit. Meyer, you never gave yourself a Will Fate score.
I don't give a fuck.
On the left wall of the corridor, about a half mile in, there's another cranks, you know, wheel-sealed, rusty iron door.
What do you suppose might be in there?
And also the pipe keeps going. So you've got this door, and you've got a pipe ahead. Right. You've got more.
So we can either go through the door or go down the pipe.
Or keep going.
You know, they usually put doors to keep people out, and open corridor and a door kind of means might be something in there worthwhile.
Well, my Russian friend, you seem to be the one who's strong enough to open these doors.
I shall try. Tinker strength again?
Yep, tinker strength. This one is RS4.
Nope, then no. I got a 2. Okay. Can I try again?
I will tell you that resistance, you can try together.
Okay.
And each successful roll adds. So, if you rolled a 2 and Ryan rolled a 2, that would be 4. That would get the door open.
Gotcha. Perhaps one of you could help me. It is rusted shut.
Rifle, you watch our back. I'll try and help the...
Right.
I got 2 as well.
All right.
4.
That
was a good example.
You try to wedge it and you can't get it yourself. You call Jervich over and the two of you, you hear it creak and groan, and the door, as soon as the seal is broken, the door sort of swings forward.
So, Red, what's your name?
Are you talking to me?
Well, yeah, you got the Russian accent, so...
They call me the Golem.
Golem.
All right, so you guys, I'm going to give you a map. This is the door that you just arrived at.
Interrupting role-playing?
Sorry. That you've opened. So you are now in this hallway.
All right, we are in this hallway.
What's Ryan's rating of the hallway out of 10?
I give it about a 4, because we haven't heard any descriptions of it, other than the fact that it...
Immerse us, Ed. What kind of hallway is this?
I'm getting there. So beyond the crank-sealed door, the first thing you notice is the stench of death. Chemicals, excrement, and rot permeate the air.
Well, I made a wrong choice. We should go the other way.
So everybody make a fortitude check.
Perhaps we should close this door.
Ryan, what's your rating?
I succeeded!
So straight up fortitude?
Yeah, just straight up fortitude.
I failed.
I got a 3 out of 5.
I got a 4 out of 8.
I got an 8 out of 7.
If you pass, you take a deep breath. You hold your breath a little bit.
It's the
swallow,
opposite of what I do.
You swallow and you push on. If you fail,
my clothes are already red. I rip my sleeve off and tie it around my face.
If you failed, you throw up.
Oh,
not necessarily projectile, unless you
pull on me.
Yeah, you vomit a little bit because it's that foul. It smells like formaldehyde and shit and rotting meat.
Excusez-moi.
Weak stomach, Frenchman. I tear my sleeve off, rip it open, and tie it around.
You notice that the floor, it's now a metal... It's no longer in sort of a sewer pipe. It looks like maybe the access tunnels between sewer pipes, and the floor is metal grating, and there's some sewage flowing beneath it, and there's a different corridor now. Metal walls.
You said we went down the pipe about a mile?
Mm-hmm. Mile and a half.
Mile and a half. So we're definitely outside of the camp right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Perhaps we should leave this and try to find another exit from pipe. Although this could lead to exit.
It is possible that there might be an exit through here.
I mean, if there is pipe here, there is most likely another entrance to pipe. Otherwise, only way to get to this room is through camp, through a mile and a half of sewer.
I'll admit it is an odd place to find a secret room.
No, what I am saying is that there must be some other access. I'm taking your access. There must be some other access. Otherwise, there's no way to get here.
Mm. So perhaps this might be the quick way out.
Could be.
Quick way isn't always the easiest way.
Hmm. Well, we must choose one way or the other.
Personally, I don't like the smell of this place. Quite literally.
I do not either, but we may have to confront some unpleasantness.
Well, they know we're in the sewers, and if this secret room we close it back up, they'll assume we couldn't have gotten in and constantly go through that way. Or I might be waiting at the other end, so this way might be the smarter way to leave.
Or we could keep trying and perhaps find the sewer has blocked them by the time we come back. Nazis have already come here.
That's also a valid point. So I guess we venture forward then.
Bah.
Forward.
Into the sewer.
Into the sewer.
Into the hallway. Okay. That we just opened, I guess.
Forward on the dawn. Bah,
bah. At the I'm gonna close the door behind us.
So,
should I? I think so.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to close it and spin it closed.
So it's a straight shot for
another mile and a half.
Not quite a mile and a half. I know that's what it says here, but...
No, it
well, you know, it's equal to this, more or less. So.
2 miles.
It's a little bit less than a mile. It's, you know, maybe half a mile.
But I confirmed my map that I found in one of the Nazis.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, so...
Let me update waypoints.
The next point that you get to...
The GPS says make a left here.
Where you can either go right, or you get to a junction where you can go either right or straight.
We can go left or straight, because we're facing south on the map.
Okay.
Jeez.
God. I'm not immersed anymore.
Sorry.
Totally broken.
Yeah.
Well, looking at this map...
that we shouldn't know.
Yeah.
All of this information seems to have been dropped into our heads.
Hey, look on the wall. Somebody drew a map of this place.
And blood and shit.
I'll tell you this. There,
early 13th. He's got the big...
There's a imprint of this map at the entrance.
Okay.
That you can make a rubbing of.
With what?
Or shit.
Stuff we stole from the Nazis.
Alright.
Yeah.
I happen to have taken this crayon.
I have this charcoal pencil and this tracing paper. One must always be prepared.
One never knows when one might like to sketch.
I'm thinking we should head towards this, which I'm assuming is an exit or stairs.
Yeah.
So...
You're thinking that, but what's the Russian guy think?
Do we want to see
I think
what...
we should head towards that.
Oh. Do we want to see what the Americans think? We will show you. Show them the map.
So we're... We came in here, and we just said, now we're there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying we go to that, because that looks like an exit. I don't think it was going to fit me, so I didn't bother.
I meant to, but I did not.
Go this way. I'm going to go this way. And those go there.
Yeah.
And I agree with the golem. We should go down that area. It looks like there's a stairway out.
Duh.
The other ways look kind of like dead ends. Dead end.
I do not understand this humor of yours.
It's French.
It takes you a couple of hours.
You know my native humor.
But you take the road, the corridor to what
used
looks
to
like
dream of living in a corridor.
Would have been a palace to us.
What looks like a an iron rung ladder leading up to an access hatch that looks like it's welded shut.
So, Gollum, you think you can break through that?
Well, I'll try. I'm going to climb up and see just how welded shut this access
hatch
is.
You're not going to be able to open it without, you know,
tools?
Tools.
Perhaps we can explore some... what the fuck did I just do? Perhaps we can explore some more and maybe find some tools or explosives.
I would need a blowtorch or something to get this open.
Nonsense. We can use all the fecal matter and the bacteria here to create heat.
Right.
Apologies, MacGyver.
We will pack it with shit and ignite it with shit.
Sorry.
Who is this MacGyver?
I do not know. It felt like appropriate thing to say.
So, what are you guys going to do?
We're going to go back. There's no
back where?
To the future.
There, we only came.
Run for it, Marty!
I feel like maybe we should check out these big rooms.
Yeah. These unfortunately large rooms.
Yeah, they might be, you know. I'm sure there's nothing horrible waiting for us.
This one seems closer than this one.
Which room?
Four on your map.
Four?
On your, yeah. Ours don't have numbers.
So,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
To this big room.
Is there anything that says blowtorch?
No.
Anything that says
no signs or...
Anything that says, like, tools or maintenance or... Exit this way.
Or severely horrifying creatures that we created.
Okay.
Or not severely horrifying creatures.
So, room four.
Four is always death. Why did we pick four?
Oh, God. Okay, so you approach the...
cautiously.
You approach the first door, and... there's a big wooden door.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we just go in.
You try to open it, it's locked.
It's wood.
Surprise!
What's the surprise?
We are here. Escaped prisoners.
It's that much of a surprise.
Do you want me to try to break it down?
Perhaps we should exercise a bit of caution.
Well, we know that there's another door. Why don't we try the other door first?
Perhaps pick the lock. Does anyone know how?
No.
I have a specialty training as a spy master. Can I say that picking locks is...
Yeah.
All right, so what would that be?
That would be... Tinker Dex.
Okay.
I'd be on the corner.
I got a decent score at that, so I will try. Yes, 4 out of 6.
All right. You pick the lock. The door opens.
Voila.
It looks like it's mostly been cleared out. It's a big sort of empty room. Again, it's more of these just iron walls.
Is there any lighting down here, or is it just our flashlights?
There's some like, every so often, there's a couple of dim...
Are there a lot of air fresheners just dangling from the ceiling?
There's a couple of dim bulbs.
I feel like a group of supervillains.
Actually, no, they'd burn out. No, it is just your flashlights.
Okay.
There's some tinned food, some utilitarian items, you know, a mop, utility axe.
A blowtorch?
No. The most notable item, though, is there is an STG-44 assault rifle.
Here you go, friend American. I hand Weeby the rifle, the other assault rifle.
So I'm assuming during our travels through the tubes, we finally introduced each other to each other, so I stopped calling you by retarded nicknames.
Nope.
Make me a...
I tried role-playing it out, but Ed interrupted.
Sorry.
Guess what? We don't role-play this game.
No, you can role-play.
We don't role-play.
We can't. Game. You keep interrupting.
Stop railroading us, Ed.
Now we're role playing, pretending that they hate you.
Make a think perception.
Because it's not role playing.
I have a feeling that God is testing us.
I fail.
I fail.
2 out of 8.
Think perception.
Oh, I'm good at that.
I am good at that, but I failed it.
I'm mediocre at that.
1.
I failed.
Oh, 2 out of 7.
That's
I'm sorry.
That's a crit success, right?
Yes. 1?
Yes, it's also the loneliest number.
All right.
I got a 1.
You find a file cabinet that you open, and in it are some notes from a scientist named Dr. Richard Holtzen. You know him as the doctor at Fusen, and he is...
Barbarian.
Yes. And he's sort of... There's some...
That was in character.
The notes are a bit rambling. They're about trying to create a super soldier.
Captain America.
No.
No, Red Captain Skull. Germany.
And basically, he talks about how the alpha tests were unsuccessful.
Don't sell yourself short, Ed. I'm having fun. Oh.
The alpha test was unsuccessful. The beta tests were more promising, but still not quite what he was looking for. The Omega
kind of destroyed it.
Once the Omega is complete, it might prove to, you know, well, be exactly what we're looking for.
I think the good doctor does not understand the Greek alphabet.
Also, the point of alpha testing, you don't move on to beta unless you're ready.
There's also a note at the bottom that says that the alphas
didn't show alphas.
That he thinks the alphas have made off with the dynamite. We had a crate of dynamite.
Dynamite?
There was a crate of dynamite in this room that he thinks the alphas made off with.
Dynamite?
Dynamite!
Did he also mention how his lead scientist, switched over to the Americans and helped them create a super soldier?
Yes.
Is there a date on these notes?
No.
The last date is 6 months ago.
So sometime in 44, otherwise the war would be over.
Yeah. Well, it seems the doctor's experiments of... What the...
You just had a meme. Yeah.
Oh, crazy Nazi experiments in the sewers. What could possibly go wrong?
Try everything?
Well,
the
look
Americans
on...
Americans don't understand sarcasm.
Look on the bright side. We have guns.
And the other weapons, and I crack my knuckles.
And you actually did.
Great. Not as impressively as the golem did, though.
Nah.
He would have gone like...
You know, that causes carpal tunnel. No, it causes arthritis.
That is myth.
Well, now we know it's myth, but then they actually thought that.
I knew it's a myth back then. The golem knew.
Okay.
You know what's going to fuck up his hands? Punching people in the face all the time, really hard.
I remember, like, I was like in middle school or something. My teacher still said that to me, like, "Oh, you know, crack your knuckles, you're gonna go with arthritis." I'm like, "I don't give a fuck."
Golem, I have heard of you. You are a boxer, no?
Duh.
That explains the big hands and the multiple contusions
and the cauliflower ears.
Are you all done examining my physique?
It's an impressive physique, I'm just saying, you know.
I know.
It's kind of obvious that you're a boxer.
All right, well.
How did you win more games than you lost? Than you lost?
Duh.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I'm glad you're on our side. Yeah, I hope you don't punch me in the face anytime soon.
There is another door over there. Perhaps we should continue to the next room.
So yeah, in this room...
If we could find that dynamite, we could blow hatch.
Towards the right, there's another door that looks like it probably leads back to the hallway. There
running from the Nazis,
is a door on the north north wall of the room.
There.
And a door on the east side of
it. Okay. Harsh.
Let's go to the east.
We have the map, so we'll go to the east.
What was he saying when he blew himself up?
Who?
Dr. Arst.
He was talking about...
He was talking about how you don't shake the dynamite because it was unstable.
Yeah.
But after he wrapped it with Kate's...
The what?
Money
shirt.
Yeah. Shirt.
I'm just trying to think of what he said.
We've got some arst on you.
All right, so you go to the east door in...
To the east. To the east, to the east.
What number is it on his thing?
One.
Yeah, so we're going from 4 to 1.
Yes. So, east door,
Do we need another key?
It's a wooden door. It's locked.
All right, Philippe.
I will try to pick it.
If not, Golem, you can smash through it, right? It's wood. It's been...
Oh, shit. Oh. That's a 10.
Okay. You jam the lock.
What would I have to roll to just crack it open?
You can make a tinker strength.
I'm about to say, since this place is obviously abandoned and in the sewers and for a while, could we say that the door's kind of worn? You said it was wood.
Yeah, it's worn.
I got a 9 out of 9.
You splinter the door. You kick it and it just flies off the hinges.
It
shatters against the wall.
That is very impressive. You have impressed me, sir.
That makes me feel so warm inside.
I hope it does.
It does.
You enter the room.
I am being serious. Does he not understand that?
Instead of the dank sewer smell and the
guys, we've kind of gone.
And this room, it doesn't look like a dank sewer anymore, or even like a dingy storage room. It looks like a once sterile but decaying laboratory. The floor is littered with scientific instruments, you know, needles, broken beakers.
Blow torches?
No.
I'm going to ask that in every room.
Tubing. The floor is stained yellow and green with what looks like chemicals of sorts. And there's, like, blood and shit and urine stained all over.
Well, it looks like we found the laboratory.
Along the south wall are man-sized wire cages that have been torn apart from the inside. In the middle of the floor, beside a... crumbling, toppled remains of what looked to have once been a support pillar is a cavernous hole. The stench of chemicals, feces, and rot are much stronger in this lab than they were.
Up or down hole?
Down.
Yeah, cavernous holes.
Like buttholes.
Yeah.
Like men's buttholes.
We probably don't want to go down there.
Well, it looks like we found the doctor's laboratory.
Whoa!
We all have flashlights, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk over to the hole and staying flashlight. Well back and trying to shine my light down there, see what's down there.
I had a 1940s flashlight.
So, the room that you were in, the first room that you were in,
yeah.
I'll say that the doctor's notes contain the map. Room 4?
Yeah.
It says storage room. Room 1, it says Alpha Lab.
Okay.
You're an Alpha Lab.
I will leave.
The room you're in right now is Alpha Lab.
So that's storage, Alpha Lab.
The room directly to the north of that is Beta Lab.
Like the fish. Beta fish.
Beta. And the last room is Lab Omega.
Omega Destroyer. Omega Red? No? X-Men?
I only remember the Omega Red from the X-Men 3, X3.
What about, yeah, okay, him. Yeah.
So in the Omega Lab, is there a guy waiting in there to tell us how wrong we're playing?
Burn!
Omega, you can't rules lawyer this game.
Yes, he can.
Oh, I'm sure he can come up with something.
Why are you guys being so mean to him?
I'm actually looking forward to Omega's critiques on this.
Well, there you go, Omega. Let
him
out.
I look forward to all his critiques. I'm just happy he listens. I'm happy that everybody listens.
Critiques me personally.
No, really, I do want critiques. Like, be nice, people.
Don't spare Ed's feelings.
Take off the kid gloves.
Make sure he winds up in the burn boy. Unit.
He's a man. He's married now.
Well, you can still be nice and
want constructive criticism. Yes.
I don't. I want unconstructive criticism just about me personally.
You are unpleasant to be around. Mm-hmm. You have too many nipples.
Mm. All right. So that's what you see in the.
Oh, listeners, listen to the setup we did to understand that joke.
So that's what you see in the first room. So you're in room one in Alpha Lab.
I'm going over to the hole and shining my light down there, see if you know what's going on.
That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, that floor doesn't look like it can support anything.
You see a
candy?
It's a wet cavern, and it goes further ahead than your flashlight reveals.
Okay,
well, of course it does.
There looks like there's scabbing detritus, torn open cans of food.
Blowtorch?
No. There are some bloated human corpses floating in some water.
I saw
that. Look like they've been gnawed on.
Have a flash.
Nazi corpses?
Some.
No, it's okay.
One is a Nazi. Let's say there's two. One is a Nazi corpse. One you recognize as somebody who had been taken to the...
Well, I'm not looking in the hall.
Ryan, you recognize one of the guys is one of your cellmates who was taken to that cell block that you guys just escaped from.
Well, I walked over with him to look down the hole, even though I said it was a bad idea.
He disappeared maybe about 6-7 months ago.
Anything done there?
All the missing prisoners.
And see one...
I'm just going to assume that's where they all went.
One corpse that it definitely isn't human. It's got a man-like body. But its feet...
Sexy body.
Its feet look like... paws or claws.
Well, which is it?
And he's got really wide, flat teeth, sort of an extended jaw. He's completely naked. His body, he's got patches of really wiry, dark fur all over his body. And his eyes are just all red.
Well,
what do you make of that?
Is he naked? I make that it how big's it probably
dead? Very big.
In my medical opinion, that is not allowed. That is just not.
Look at that dick.
We should move on.
Is there anything we could cover this hole with? Like, are there operating tables or anything?
Can we set some toilet paper on fire and throw it down?
Yeah!
We may want to reconsider that. The note said that the Alpha stole the dynamite.
Well, I think we know what the Alphas did with the dynamite and where they went.
Dynamite hole?
Make me a intelligence perception or intelligence...
Perception?
Think perception or think intelligence.
Think perception.
Think intelligence.
I got 5 out of 5.
Yes, it looks like... The pillar was blown up.
To smithereens?
To smithereens. And this hole was what was left.
You say?
And it probably isn't that deep. It's probably not much deeper than where the flashlight sees because, it was...
Just on subfloor.
Right.
Well, before we go crawling around in muck and monster's nest, why don't we at least explore the rest of the facility?
I wasn't suggesting we go down there at all. I'm just saying I think we know where the alphas went and what they did with the dynamite.
Well, they used some of it to blow this hole. With Ryan and I both got on the dot. Like, is this one stick of dynamite? Or is this all the dynamite?
All the dynamite!
If it was a crate of dynamite, it wasn't one stick, but it wasn't the whole crate.
All right, so theoretically there could be some left.
Right. Maybe I would say an eighth of the, like, I don't know, two sticks. Two or three sticks would
do this.
Would knock the pillar over.
Mm-hmm.
Four or five sticks would make the hole.
So they did it, okay. They didn't use up all the dynamite making this hole.
I'll make you a hole.
Alright, so where shall we go, gentlemen? The beta lab?
Well, I definitely don't want to go down the hole, so yes.
I don't like the sound of Omega Lab.
If we don't find anything useful that can help us get through that latch, we'll check Omega.
What did he say about the betas in his notes?
The betas were more promising than the alphas, but they still weren't quite what he was looking for.
And they turned into fish, and they fought each other.
Oh, okay.
They became beta fish, which is what I was like.
Basically, the notes... The notes describe the alphas as
Pisces.
Vaguely human hybrids. They're nonverbal, non-reasoning, feral creatures. The betas are more human than the alphas. They possess rudimentary language and reasoning skills. They are highly aggressive. And then
there must be something wrong with the medulla oblongata.
Yeah.
Well, then we should be careful going into Beta Lab.
We should be careful going into any of these labs. We should be more concentrated on leaving.
Tell me, friend Jovich, you are a medic, are you not?
I have some training in...
Using the chemicals here, there are several syringes. Would you be able to perhaps concoct a sedative...
Well, with what's lying around, I could probably come up with something. Yes, no, stuff lying around.
Make me a think perception. Actually, everybody make me a think perception.
I fail by one.
I got a 7 out of 7.
4 out of 7.
Okay. James, make me another think perception.
Another one.
9 out of 9.
That's 9 out of 7.
9 out of 7, okay. So,
booby.
Could I use Field Medic to help boost that?
Well, okay, so the 7 out of 7, so you see stuff that you can make a sedative out of. Okay. You see there's like a cabinet that has some chemicals in it that haven't been destroyed and spilled. The second one that you failed that these guys made that, at least one of you passed.
I got 9.
I didn't make the second.
Pass. No, you don't have to make 2. Just make 1.
Okay. I made.
Okay. So, you hear scratching and chittering coming from the hole.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
That ain't good.
Yeah, I don't hear it. Two guys with the machine guns do, though.
So you two hear it. You guys don't, James.
I'm too busy looking at the stuff. At like, the there's chemicals. Definitely stuff there. I'm helping him
reach the high shelves.
I am. I'm training my rifle on the hole.
My name is not Red.
All right, good. Golem, can you pick me up?
What is this? Orange and New Black.
All right. I'm just gonna... Out of the hole, you
up
see
from the depths.
We are making very many anachronistic references.
All right, so out of the hole, so the two of you, machine gun guy, rifle guys,
yeah,
you see red eyes coming out of the hole.
Uh-huh.
I am the one under your bed.
You see 16 eyes.
Eyes going red.
If I can see eyes,
that's more nipples. That's not as many nipples as my ass.
If I can see eyes, I'm shooting.
All right, roll initiative. So it's a D10 and add your wits.
I'm gonna say James and I don't notice until the gunshot, or at least I don't notice until the gunshots go off.
14.
Yeah. Oh, that's because they didn't tell you. I was waiting for Ryan to tell
16.
Well, this will. Yeah, gunshots are a pretty good notification.
Philippe will yell out, "We have company."
Well, okay. So this is what's going to happen. You're going to have a round of combat with them.
Okay.
Before they can get involved, because you waited until.
I figured they just started shooting, and then we turned around and were like, "What?"
Like you told me, that you when you saw eyes, you shot.
Yeah.
So you initiated combat before you warned them, essentially.
Okay, that's fair.
The rats are going at the alphas
rats,
are
rats,
going
rats,
at
rats. Rat. Stop the stew.
I was just saying, rats.
I think so.
Yeah, the Union rat.
Yeah, okay, so...
Rat.
Ethan, what are you doing?
Shooting the rat.
Roll your attack with dex.
8 out of 9.
Roll for damage. That's a D8, dude.
D8? Oh, yeah. 8.
8. All right, you fire your rifle at one, and you blow its head off.
It's like shooting womp rats back home. The Star Wars reference, kids.
What are you doing there, Philippe?
I will not understand for another 33 years. I'm also shooting... Apparently.
Right, roll for it.
2 out of 9.
Whoa.
All right, roll for damage.
Okay.
A D8.
5.
5. Or you take another one down. You shoot one. So Ryan, Ethan blows one's head off. You fire at another one, and you just hit it directly. You shoot it right through the heart.
You have a hit die.
No.
You mean its heart isn't in its left foot?
No.
Oh.
Fair foot.
All right, so now...
And I spin around. What?
We have company.
So there are 6 alphas left. As they come out of the hole, you notice... let's say they're... One of the ones that you got was one of those rat-looking ones. It had the patches of fur and the long... Ryan, the one that you shot,
mm-hmm.
Instead of it, again, it had a man shape and it's naked, but its skin is covered in scales, and it has a mouth full of razor sharp fangs and fins on its face.
Oh, that's nice.
You're right, James. Beta fish or anglerfish.
It looks more like. Like a lizard, like some sort of water lizard. It's green scales, not.
That would be a newt, which is an amphibian, not a lizard.
There are water lizards.
Okay, if you say so,
Mr. Scientist.
All right, so there are.
I don't believe you.
Okay, so they're gonna go. So,
like a water dragon.
Let's say that you're each gonna get attacked by 3.
I don't like that.
Do we get like dodge actions or?
That would be an action.
All right.
But you took your actions to shoot.
Okay.
So.
So us being kind of surprised by them, don't get like a dodge or anything. Like
nope.
They're not attacking you. They're attacking
the two of us because we're standing in front of the hole with guns, murdering them.
Yeah. Get over
it. Alright, so Meyer, all 3 attacks hit.
Get over it.
Ryan, only 1 attack hits. And they're gonna bite you.
Okay.
I'm wearing armor.
Yes, you are. So let's.
Lucky you.
Lizards don't have gills.
Guilt doesn't mean that they can't, like, also hang out in the water.
Also, men don't have scales and sharp fangs.
Right. Just saying, he's more amphibian-like than lizard-like.
All right, so Meyer...
Turtles are amphibians.
Turtles are reptiles.
My turtle lives in the water, though.
Right, but they breathe air from the surface.
I don't give a fuck.
I know.
Meyer, take 6 minor wounds.
Why would you do this to me?
Because you're getting bitten by rat people.
I got, like...
Or
so,
people.
So your 2 armor comes off of that, so you only take 4. Right.
4
minor
wounds.
So 4
minor wounds as 1 rat and 2 lizards leap on you and start to bite you, and most of them, most of their bites sort of, not most of, but some of their bites just sort of sink into your armor and miss you. Well, let's say the rat sinks into your armor, and... One of the lizards bites you right on the cheek.
How were you shaking that die? What? You weren't rolling that die. You were just going like this.
What?
You were before you picked up that die to roll it again, and instead you just held it between your fingers and shook your hand.
Oh. One of them bites you right on the face.
What's your face?
And the other one bites your left hand.
It's my fairy hand.
And Ryan, you get 4. Minor wounds.
Hey, Ryan, I didn't say minor wounds.
No, I'm sorry. Not 4 minor wounds. 3.
3. Okay.
Yeah, you're better.
Say minor wounds.
Almost. I got away with a little less.
And...
Which is good, because I'm not wearing body armor.
That you get it, he bites you right on your scalp.
Oh,
one of the rats bites you right on your scalp. So you each are covered in 3 alphas.
Help!
Alright, so I'm going to roll 2 initiative.
Yeah, I also am
going to. That is a 12.
That is a 17.
Okay, so Golem is 12. Right. So let's see. Jervich is.
0 plus 17. 7 is
17. Yeah, right.
Golem is 12. Alright, so top of the turn. What are you doing there, Jervich?
0 plus 7 is 0.
So there's only 6 of them left, and they're on top of Meyer and Ryan.
Mm hmm.
Is there a 2x4 or something in the...
Let's...
Give him the... I didn't get to make it yet. I just found out we had chemicals for it.
Yeah.
Give him the clamps!
Let's say there's a heavy piece of piping.
Something. Something I can just grab and whack.
Yeah, let's say there's a heavy piece of, lead piping.
So that would be improvised weapon?
Sure.
Yeah.
So am I rolling attack?
That would be strength? Attack strength.
I'm going to hit the one off of Meyer's character. So it's a 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. All right. the damage on that is going to be 1d4.
Oh, and d4.
No, I'm sorry, 1d6.
1d6. I like you. And it's a 5.
5.
I got a 5.
All right.
It's 5. This many.
So you swing. Are you swinging at a rat or a lizard?
I'm going to go with a rat.
The rat. All right, so you swing at it, and it squeaks, and you just snap its spine. You hit it right in the back.
It's a paraplegic.
It falls down to the ground dead.
I kind of wince at the sounds it makes.
What if you made that rat a paraplegic for the rest of its
life? I'd be a happy man.
I should point out that they're not quite man-sized. They're a little bit smaller. They look like
Vern Troyer.
Yeah, they might be. Maybe they're like 4 feet tall. These things.
Vern Troyer is like 3 feet tall.
They're a little bit taller than Vern Troyer.
No better. Whack.
All right. What are you going to be doing there?
I don't want to shoot it because it's right next to me.
I mean,
it's
you
on me.
Do you have a Luger?
Yeah.
You can like.
All right, I'll try to Luger at them.
Just don't.
I'm gonna go bolt death.
That's gonna hurt.
Better than dead.
Yeah. Also, we shot in here before, so we're probably already
one.
One. All right, that. Well, that's a critical success. So let's just say you kill it.
Dead.
You shoot him. You shoot it right in the head, and his head. Again, you shoot him in the mouth. He's about to bite you again, and your bullet just goes right through his. Through his mouth, and he, the back of his head explodes, and he falls down dead.
Eat this rat again.
So there's 2 on Meyer and 2 on Ryan?
Yes. No.
3 on me still.
3 on Ryan, 1 on Meyer.
Oh. Wait, didn't James just kill one?
I killed one that was on Meyer.
Yeah, on me.
And Meyer killed
one. Oh, there's 1 on Meyer. Oh, okay.
There's 1 on Meyer.
All right, so I'm going to go.
It's Philippe's turn.
Oh.
Golem, you're 12.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like 14. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a 14. I've got my rifle, and it's the best thing I have. So I'm just gonna fire at one of them with my rifle.
On you?
Well, you said only one of them hit me, right?
Yes.
One of them bit me.
Uh-huh.
So they're in really close range.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna bring the rifle up and, you know.
Okay.
One.
Again, you you stick the muzzle into a lizard's mouth, the one that just bit you, into the rat's mouth, the one that just bit you, and you pull the trigger, and his head just pops, and you get covered in
lizard blood?
In rat blood.
Oh. Wait, I shot a lizard, and I got covered in rat
blood. No, you shot a rat.
I shot a rat. Okay.
Golem.
So is there one? There's one still literally on Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
He's like
there's two still. There's two literally on Ryan and one literally on mine.
Like so, they're like hanging onto Ryan's body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna punch one of them.
All right,
fucker!
I got a one.
Wow! This is the round.
Oh, in that case, I just grab it off Ryan and smash it into the ground.
Okay, so yeah, you grab him off of Ryan and
I just get a one.
You grab it and you just throw it into the ground and stomp on its
puny
head.
God, no.
And you curb stomp its head and it. Are you grabbing a lizard or a rat?
I don't care. Wait, do either of them have tails?
Yeah.
Which ones?
The rat.
I'm gonna grab the rat by the tail.
Slam it into a wall. Ooh.
Right, I'm just gonna grab the tail, smack, boom, and then step on it.
And then like wheels. Jason Voorhees sleeping bagging it.
All right. So the two guys left are lizards.
You see, Alex, since you don't watch horror movies, and Jason X, it takes place in space, and there was a VR, a campsite, and Jason just, there was a girl in a sleeping bag, and he just picked it up and slammed her into a tree. Just, like a baseball bat.
Did she die?
Yeah. It was a hologram, so didn't really die, but he was just slamming the girls in the sleeping bag against the tree. It was so fucking stupid.
It was my favorite part of the movie.
That was the only good part of the
you
movie.
You both are going to get attacked.
Now you have one on me, though.
Yeah.
It's going to attack you.
All right. Meyer, it misses. Ryan, you get bit.
Okay.
For
-3.
Three minor.
Sorry, right. I said the right number.
That puts me above my wound threshold.
Okay. So.
So that the one of the, my wound threshold is 5, and that will bring me up to 6 minor. So that one rolls over to severe.
Yeah. So you get one severe.
All right. And then I have to make a. Mm-hmm. What's the diff?
Fortitude.
Fortitude.
Okay. This is going to be great because my fortitude is 4. Hey, and I made a 4.
Nice.
All right. So the one of the lizards that's on your leg just grabs it onto your foot and bites right through your boot.
Am I the most pitiful?
Onto your left foot, and just his fangs sink right through your left foot.
Okay, and I have a -1 penalty to all.
And you have a -1 penalty. Basically, your foot is crippled. You have a limp now. You're not going to be able to run too well because of your foot.
Okay. My foot, my
top
toe.
Top of the turn, Dervish.
Are they both? They're both creatures still on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then I'm gonna kill the other one on Ethan.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna try to kill the other one on Ethan.
What did you build it that to you?
I had a 4 out of 5.
I didn't like it as much as I saw that.
5 out of 5?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, roll for damage.
D6 again?
Mm-hmm.
I got a 3.
You got a 3? Alright, so this one you don't quite kill. You bat him off of Meyer, the lizard, and it hits the wall, falls down, and then looks at you and hisses.
I yell back at it.
Ethan.
I'm just gonna stomp on it. It's on the ground.
Uh-huh. Alright, so that's a kick, so that's attack strength.
Can we say instead of it hisses at me, it did the thing from Jurassic Park where it just all of a sudden like a netting came up from behind its head and it just screeched at me?
Three out of five. It's okay, the damage on a kick. 1d4.
1d4. 4.
Alright, so you it hisses at you, and you just step on its face, and it crush its skull.
Boot to the head.
Your boot is now Iwi.
That's all right.
You
know what? I was in shit, so it's not. I mean,
all right.
For a mile.
Yeah.
Not as.
Also, I think calling it a boot is rather generous.
Yes, your galoshes.
Thank you,
Philippe.
So there's still one on me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot it with my rifle.
All right, roll for that OIP.
Wow, a one!
Awesome! Crit success?
I guess actually everything should be a plus one because you want to roll.
Well, no, I think the minus one is to the skill itself.
Oh, the skill, right, that makes more sense.
Yeah, you have so many nipples, I don't know what
Yeah, there's 36 of them. There's quite a lot of nipples.
Are you nursing demons right now as we speak? Like, fiends from the pit?
Crying. I wasn't ready to tell you. Yeah, sorry, I'm not.
Are you pregnant?
I'm not gonna. I don't.
You know, I noticed the weight gain. That's just a personal thing.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
It's very personal. I wanted to make a moment of about this.
I'm sorry, Meyer. I didn't mean to take your moment away.
He had this whole big surprise thing planned out.
He ruined it. Well, how dare you?
Well, I have egg on my face now. I'm sorry.
And rat on your boots.
And rat on my well. Rat in
on your
feet. Yeah.
All right. There's only one thing I like more than kicking your ass.
I'm a little
spirit.
Scared.
That's eggs.
Did you hit it?
I'm a little scared.
Yes,
I'm very happy.
Did you roll for damage?
No.
I'm a little nervous. What's going to happen? But I'm seven.
Seven. Yeah. So you let's say that you bat it. You shoot the one, and then you take the butt of your rifle. You bat the other one off. It lands on the ground and hisses at you, and then you just blow it away.
Okay. It had bit my foot, so I'm guessing it was on the ground already.
Right. So what I'm saying is you knock it off of your foot.
Okay.
And it rolls back.
Philippe is wailing, by the way, in his highest-pitched French voice. And also swearing.
All right. So you killed all...
Omelette du fromage.
You killed
Omelette
all
du
of
fromage.
The alphas.
Well...
La petite.
What happened?
Dijonais.
Merde. What are these creatures?
The probably whatever the horrible doctor cooked up.
Our guest put our service to the teeth.
Yes.
Plus sides.
Let me take a look at those wounds on
you. Neck, sure.
Thank you, my friend.
I want to do field medic stuff to Ryan and make him feel better.
Medicine me.
I'm going to medicine him.
Throw healing at me.
What am I doing? Tinker?
That would be Tinker Dex.
Tinker Dex. We're trying to talk here. 9 out of 9.
I'm trying to be our guest, James.
So that's a critical. That's not a critical. That's a excellent success. So
excellent.
Roll a d8.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that because it's awesome.
First,
I got a 5.
First, you out me.
All right, Ryan. You can roll.
Babies.
You can heal 5 wounds.
Of any level?
Of any level.
You know how hard it is...
I'm get rid of my...
to get pregnant with dark magic.
Well, severe... Basically, you can heal...
I'm gonna get rid of my severe.
You don't have any mortal wounds.
No.
Mortal can't be healed...
All right.
Mortal can't be healed except with, like, magical abilities.
I had to study for 8 years to learn that magic spell.
All right, so that means my penalty goes away, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Ethan, how bad are you?
I'm kind of hurt.
So yeah, you you find there's some like iodine.
There's
in the
it's
cabinet.
A lab.
And, yeah,
so
you,
I mean,
you
there's
pour
something.
You pour the chemicals on it and you wrap it up. You pull out
any fangs or random debris that's stuck in there.
I mean, the little shit's hurt me.
You put a little bit of I don't know lidocaine on it so that it doesn't hurt as much. If that was a thing in the 40s.
Give me laudanum.
Okay, I found a sewing needle and thread.
You give him some laudanum.
And duct tape the clothes. Yeah.
No, don't give him laudanum.
That's what they did.
You know,
we need you, we need
you'll
you somewhat
unconscious.
Coherent.
I don't think they gave you laudanum for
Like that's if you're in a hospital recuperating. Right.
They didn't give you laudanum for a minor wound.
Give me a laudanum.
We probably don't have any anyway.
Give me a
also,
laudanum.
Also, you need to learn how to flush a fucking bowl.
Do I?
Give me a laudanum.
It's running.
Then you better go catch it.
Get me laudanum.
No
I mean
laudanum.
Right now. I mean literally. My birthday's like in a month
here you
or
go.
So like, can I want some laudanum?
Happy birthday,
like
birthday to you.
Yeah, well, do you want laudanum?
No, I do not.
Then shut it.
You know what? Now you're not invited to my birthday
Guess
party.
What? I was working on Saturday anyway.
Yeah, it depends how conscious I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I understand. That's fucking
I'm hoping by Saturday it'll be okay, but I don't know.
What is everybody doing this Saturday?
Well, I'm coming to your cookout.
Going to your place.
Cool. I made.
I'm burning your house down.
I made 11 burgers and I've got 2 packages of hot dogs.
Yeah, I won't be able to come because I'm closing and then I have a meeting on Sunday at like 7:30.
You can come by for like lunch. What time do you have to go to work?
4:30.
Hey, you can stop by beforehand.
I opened up to my 2 favorite women.
All right.
Alright, so
perhaps this would be a good time.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna try and patch.
Okay, go for it.
Patches up over
patch
here.
Patch Adams over here.
Perhaps you, Philip, should go take a look.
I got 3 out of 9.
If the dynamite is down
D4.
There.
D4.
Alright, yeah. Well, once they're done, I'll go down the hall.
I got a 3.
Okay, Meyer, 3.
Alright.
Sorry, I used all the good stuff on him.
That's alright.
He looked a little more, worse for wear.
He was.
Thank you, my friend. I was bleeding.
It was quite severe.
Yes.
I was bleeding and
as
fresh, not as
known as
I will honor you by making you a character in my next play. You will be overcome by ennui.
Ennui. I was, you put aesthetics and stuff. I wrote, random crap, and I totally forgot to mention it. My character is very young, but he has old eyes. Like, he's been around. Like, he's seen some shit.
The turning white.
It's World War II, and we're in a concentration.
Yeah, we've all seen some shit. Alright, so, Ed, I'm gonna, Philippe is gonna jump down the hole.
World War II.
Okay.
And see if he can find that dynamite.
Dynamite!
Think perception.
Okay.
There's a release of some shit going on.
That's right.
I did not make that, but I want to use my will point.
Oh, guys, using it!
Use the major mechanic!
Alright, here we go.
Use the thing that you wanted us to do, that something, something dark side, something, something.
So I want. So I roll a d6.
Mm-hmm. So you roll a d6 and you want to get under.
I want to get my will or under. Which I do. I got a 3.
Don't do what I think you're going to do.
All right. So you're looking through, and it's really dark. You.
I mean, I got a flashlight, but.
The flashlight isn't helping. It's like, this is... It's just so pitch dark.
It's unnaturally dark.
That you can't seem to find anything.
Sound like the villagers in Minecraft.
So... But you're determined to find this...
All right.
...crate of dynamite.
It's our only way out.
And your only way out. So it takes you a little bit longer than you would like.
Yeah, I see.
But you basically feel... Every single section of the floor. You put your hands in
all sorts of unmentionable
all sorts
things.
Of unmentionable things that you don't even want to know what they are. Until you put your hands on some wooden planks that feel like a box. Like a crate.
Keep it together, Leclerc. I found it! It is here!
Then bring it back.
I bring it, drag it back to the hole.
All right.
Can I kind of examine the dead creatures to see, you know, like maybe find like they have like I want to see what they might possibly could be, and you know maybe weak points. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're gonna know the answer. That's like
make me a think.
I think he wants to take a picture of them with his camera and gain insight.
Yes. What is it? Think what?
Perception. Think intelligence.
What the hell is that?
What is what?
Was that me, Roz, and Ghoul?
I got a one.
One.
I think so.
Or if you want to go for system shock, you take their organs and you splash chemicals on them.
What? Yeah, I mean, it's exactly, these are vaguely human hybrids. Some of them look like they're verminous, they're, you know, rats, or you're pretty sure they're rats. They're humans that have been spliced with rats. The others look like they might have been spliced with different kinds of reptiles. And from the thickness of their skull, you can tell their brains are probably fairly small.
Like Will.
I will.
Guys.
Just from the surroundings, it looks like they're scavengers. They'll kill and eat anything.
They're humanoid, but they're like kind of like weaker. Yes. Sort of. It's like,
you know, the rat thing. It's skeleton. It's got rodent-like bones, so they're thinner. They're more delicate. The lizards look like they have a little bit of their scales are a little bit harder.
But these were definitely once people.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I was afraid of.
Yeah, they were definitely.
Because this kind of stuff should not be possible. Not at all. If I had a willpower, I'd roll that right now.
Get over it.
So you drag out the crate.
I roll my sand.
Ryan, you open up the crate.
Yeah.
It's empty.
Son of a bitch.
Did you drop it?
No.
Just making sure.
There was no dynamite in there. They can't have used all of it.
Well, we haven't explored the rest of the facility.
Unwelled.
Well, if these are the alphas, and I have to say this should not exist, this is highly, highly immoral. This is just wrong.
These Nazis, what do you expect? They are not known for their kindness and their adherence to medical ethics.
Thingies.
I'm afraid to see what the next lab's gonna hold.
Well, ease up way. We have rifles.
They're working so far, but he said that his experiments got better the further he went in, so.
He said the betas are smarter. They might have weapons of their own.
Perhaps you might consider whipping up that sedative.
Yes, I'm going to whip up the sedative.
Could you possibly do it in some sort of gaseous form?
That's what I was going to say. Is it like, can I put them in like flasks? So
make a tinker int, a tinker intelligence roll. But I want you to, it's got to be above 4.
Okay.
To make it gaseous.
Okay, so tinker intelligence is that bad. Can I use improvised weapons?
No.
To give me a bonus?
You can use improvised weapons to give you a bonus when you attack with it.
Okay. Well, we're technically making a weapon, so
he's improvising right now.
Right. You can use that bonus when you use it, not to make it.
No, his will of fate.
Well, I think that's after you roll.
Yeah. And I got beat a what?
4.
Okay. Good. I got 5 out of 7.
Okay. So, you take two test tubes essentially, and you fill each one with a chemical that you know on contact will turn into a sedative gas, and you connect them in such a way that they're separated, but when you throw them it'll break.
Just in two different vases I rubber band together.
Yeah.
So
when you throw it, it'll break and turn into gas, and Bob's your uncle.
No, Bob's not my uncle.
Sorry. All right, so yeah, you've made yourself.
Robert's your uncle. I've heard them say that too. And I don't know if that's.
All right.
Bob was in the world. His real name is Robert, but I call him Uncle Bob.
So I'll go up to the door into Beta Lab. Is it also locked?
The door into Beta Lab.
Oh, Bob is a nickname for Robert.
I know. And
what is it? A wooden
coincidentally, he got caught. He went down during any lines, and he was rescued by the French underground.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, he was cool. He was my Aunt Marion's husband.
This door is not locked. The handle turns, but it seems to be stuck.
I think this is a jump for you, my friend.
Yeah, 4 out of 9.
Okay.
Mon ami.
You...
I shoulder it open.
You shoulder that door right open. And Lab B is laid out. It's in a very similar fashion to Lab A. It's in better condition, though. The one major difference is that on the east wall there's a ladder that ascends to a catwalk spans between the east and west walls. On the wall, someone's scrawled, "Hugo was here."
I wonder if Hugo was here.
Lining the east wall,
I laugh in character.
Lining the east wall are 5 massive glass tanks. Each tank contains a live, snarling
puppy. Kitten.
You would assume these were the betas. There's 5 of them. One of them is sort of a. These are much more human. They have digits like humans, and they're human size.
10 fingers, 10 toes.
Yeah. One of them is squat with a porcine snout and tusks. They're also naked.
Why is everything naked?
One of them has...
How big are dicks?
Decent size. Okay. One of them is... he has bullhorn. He basically looks like a human. Except he's got wide, flat teeth and bullhorns. One of them looks like it might be lupine with sharp teeth and sort of a...
I'm going to call that one Bebop and call that one Rocksteady.
I'll say that the one...
one was a pig, one was a warthog. Yeah.
Rhino. The porcine one is sleeping.
One was a warthog, one was a
pig.
So Rocksteady is asleep.
Yeah. The porcine one is sleeping. The bull-horned one is eating.
Is going to be slashed.
Eating what? Razor.
Meat.
That was a snapper and a collie. Right?
Okay.
He was like a wolf.
The lupine one sees you though.
Would you rather never have sex again or?
I'll just say this: 3 is easier than 5.
All right, I'm going to look around the room and see what else is in there. You said they're stuck in those cages.
Yeah.
Okay, so where did that thing get the meat from?
So yeah, I'll take the animals.
Then I'm going to
look around. Would attack you.
All
right. You said they're tanks, right? They're not cages, or are they cages?
They're large tanks.
Okay.
Like, what you mean, like a zoo kind of tank, or like I'm floating in the cylinder tank?
No, like a zoo kind of tank.
Zoobly zoo. All
right. So as you look around,
everyone up.
The wolf, the lupine one, sniffs.
Who are you?
Oh,
it speaks. Yes. I am not an alpha.
That's cool.
So you're the beta. Yes.
So you can live. You can reason with it. He'll attack us.
Yeah, I'm ignoring him. I'm going to look around the room.
All right, make a think perception.
I got a 2 out of 5.
Okay. In the center of the room is a huge support pillar. You see up on top of the catwalk are some still working instrument panels. there are 2 doors on the western wall and a door on the northern wall. Again, you see chemicals and, it's laid out very similar to the first one, just much cleaner and less destroyed.
How long have you been in those cages?
We were created... a year ago. I have not seen the doctor for 6 months.
Because he abandoned his facility.
Yes.
Do you remember who you were beforehand?
No.
All right.
I am hungry now.
How'd you survive?
The Omega feeds us.
Mm. Oh, that does not make me feel good at all.
So well, Omega who is the Omega?
The Omega is the Omega.
So is Omega the nice guy?
He feeds us.
What?
He's nice.
Does he feed you?
I like meat.
Mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. Man meat?
All meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're not helping your case at all. I was going to...
Let me tell you something.
He is a carnivore.
I found a bunch of dead bodies on the floor.
You should free me.
Why?
I'm a little nervous that you're going to eat me. Just throwing that out there.
I will grind your bones and strip it of its flesh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That is why we are not going to free you.
That's not helping your case at all.
He slams himself up against the side of the...
I'm going to climb up to the catwalk and look for those instrument panels.
All right.
Yeah, can I climb up and then I'm going to...
Yeah.
I'm going to aim at him. So if he comes at me, pop him down.
I'm going to search for any notes.
Because I was a sharpshooter. Well...
Are they open top cages, or is it the whole thing's enclosed?
Yeah, I'm gonna go up top, and then I'm gonna like, you know, in case he does anything stupid, like try to break through. If he doesn't, I'm popping him right in the head.
Okay. So you're up on the catwalk. Okay.
What are the instrument panels?
You want to turn on the catwalk?
Yeah, make me a think. Plus it.
I'm going up with gold.
Can I use my mechanic repair skill for this?
I got a 4 out of 8.
I got a 9 out of 3.
Yeah. Button shiny.
Philippe.
Mary Germ.
There's copper tubing that goes to the tanks.
Okay.
It looks like they're interfaces for the tanks. You know, certain inputs do certain things.
This one's blue.
Like what?
Water.
I can open the tanks. I can. What can
probably,
I do?
I mean, you would imagine there's one that could open them. There's probably you notice that there are vents. There's probably a way to sedate them.
All right.
Are any of these controls labeled?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would be too helpful.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's an instruction manual in one of the drawers.
I'll call down to them, my American friends. Check around you came up with us?
I came up before you went up.
So how are you holding your gun on the...
On the catwalk. It's a dead...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's...
All right.
On the catwalk, aiming down.
Aiming down, okay. Yeah. That's fair. My American friend, see if you can find an instruction book. None of these controls are labeled.
Of course they're not. That'd be too helpful.
Think perception.
Exactly what I was thinking. There seems to be a way to interface with the tank's vents. Perhaps we can mix in that
sedative. 6 out of 7.
6 out of 7. Ryan, make a fate check.
Okay. I made it.
You made the fate check.
Yeah, I got a 2 out of 2.
Wow. All right. There is an instruction. You found the instruction manual.
You're not going to believe this. There actually is an instruction manual.
I don't believe it.
Why do you not believe it? He is holding it right there.
My life has been nothing but misery for the last,
can he read
5 years.
Oh. You can't cure being French, my friend.
Yeah, but, all right, good job, but can you read German, then?
It is in German.
I have a pretty high int, so...
Make me a think int check if you... To
I was going
to
say, I just know French because I was learning the French. So.
4 out of 8.
You know German.
All right.
Well enough to...
To puzzle this out. Mm-hmm. All right.
I fold it into a paper airplane, I throw it up to him.
So yeah, you can...
Uber, unter, auf und in.
You can gas them, which would put them to all asleep. You could release them. There's...
Don't do that one.
Yeah. I'm gonna gas them. I'll put whatever...
Where's the one that kills them?
There's one that kills them, too.
I mean,
I think maybe the Omega might be upset with us if we kill them.
The Omega's going to be set with us anyway.
Yeah, he's going to kill us anyway. Probably.
Well, let's ask him if they want to live this way. Actually, you okay with living this way?
No, I want to be free to
eat.
That,
he wants to eat.
You're not so gonna... you can hunt and kill.
Yes.
Society's
not... tasty alphas.
Well, we killed a lot of the alphas. Sorry, they attacked us.
Feed.
Feed what?
Feed alphas to us. To me.
They're in the other room.
Oh, wait. if we go get them some bodies, maybe they'll shut up.
There's only one of them talking.
Why are we negotiating with Nazi monsters?
They are not Nazi monsters. Monsters.
They were monsters made by Nazis.
How do you feel about the Führer?
What is Führer?
I don't remember.
They are Nazi experiments, my friend. We were almost in their shoes.
No, we were almost in their bellies.
You're meant to test subjects. You don't.
We were taken.
There are no more tests going on here.
That we know of.
Not at this facility, but perhaps somewhere else.
They were bringing everyone here to the cells we were in, and then they disappeared. Probably down the hall. Why do you think the Nazis have not come and found us yet? They think we're already dead.
Stop yelling, man. You're very angry.
He's got a point, though. You know, knock him out for now.
All right, so yeah, we'll feed the knockout gas into the...
All right, so the betas pass out. They're out.
How long will that keep them under control?
Judging by their body mass and how much gas you pumped in there.
All of it.
Roll
forever.
Think intelligence.
I got a 7 and a 7.
Yeah, this will put them out for a couple of for maybe 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, they'll be out for a good while at a time. Hopefully we'll either be long gone or dead by then.
Well, there's no dynamite in here either.
I mean, Omega kept them locked up for a reason, but he did feed them, so...
He had the pets.
He didn't lock up the alphas.
Ooh.
He was probably feeding them the alphas.
He was feeding them the alphas, but...
And other things.
Like what things?
The alphas were the ones prisoners. That were roaming free, and these ones are the ones that are more intelligent, but they were still locked up, so...
The alphas weren't roaming free. They were trapped in that room in the space they carved out underneath. The betas could have been threats, could have gotten loose. Omega could be caretaker, could be hair doctor.
I was about to say,
could
might
be other monster.
Monster.
Well, it's definitely going to be a monster, but it's probably one of the more... Did the experiment say it was more successful as he got on? Omega would have been...
Well, perhaps we should go talk to this Omega.
I really don't want to.
It probably knows where the dynamite is. Or perhaps another way out.
Well, let's see how he feels about the Führer.
What if
that's our litmus test. How do you feel about the Führer?
What if
Führer, yes or no?
What if he is
him? I love him!
Ah, wrong answer. Führer, yes or no?
All right, so you...
We'll go in, we'll do the hand thing. If he does it back, then, you know, we know he's a supporter.
So you make your way out
Hitler
through the west door.
Death.
Through another sewery-looking corridor, all the way to Laboratory Omega.
That's now you must take the Siegfried Oath.
You find the
Adolf.
You find an unlocked door.
One of you with the bigger guns should go first.
I think that means he was expecting us.
Well, we haven't been very quiet.
I'm gonna be he's been listening to just like gunfire and
just walk in.
And no, be polite. I'm taking Alex's accent now. Be polite, mon ami.
So you give it in?
I take the muzzle of my gun and I knock gently on the door.
Enter.
Is anyone else's hair on the back of their neck sticking up, or is it just me? all right.
No, not just you.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'll go first. My rifle goes down, but my finger's in the trigger guard, and I open the door.
All right, the Omega Lab, it's the least decrepit of the labs. It looks recently abandoned. The chemical smell is overpowering here, though. The scent of waste and decay is absent. In the northwest corner of the room, a man sits in a wingback chair reading. You can hear classical music. You make a think and check if you want.
Sure.
I tend it.
What?
No, to identify
Ryan,
the music.
Philip, he's listening to Handel.
I don't give a
okay.
shit.
It looks like a Victorian study. And
if it was Wagner, I would have shot him.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what he's listening to.
He's sitting there reading. He is a large, athletic-looking man. With short blonde hair, ice blue eyes.
Oh, he's Aryan.
Uber
and
rich.
He's got his skin looks almost golden.
He's like Will.
Yep.
Well, the Will in my mind, at least. I never see Will.
Just this bronzed figure.
Yeah, that's what
bronze Adonis.
Yeah, that's what Will looks like in my brain.
You are prisoners from Fusen, yes?
Well, we. Ex-prisoners, we escaped.
So I see.
You know, fugitives.
And what brings you to my lab?
We're trying to find the way out.
The way out. There's the way you came, and then the welded shut sewer grate.
That was the way we were looking to get out from. And we were looking for something to help remove that welding, but,
Well, I have taken the dynamite into my keeping for,
Well, we were hoping for more of a blowtorch, but, dynamite would work just as well.
Well, the Alphas, they took the dynamite and they made that big hole in this... blew up the support pillar. This whole thing would come down on our heads if we lost both other support pillars. And we can't have that, can we?
No, not at all. That'd be bad.
Well,
so can we blow the grate up?
Give us dynamite for grate, and we go. And then you can go, too.
I don't have any reason to leave.
Then you can stay.
I was ordered to stay here, and I am still a soldier, after all.
Oh, we forgot to ask why I feel like Hitler.
Ah, yes.
So
he likes Hitler. I knew it.
So you will remember your life before the experiments.
Oh, yeah. Once Sergeant Heinrich Kemp, chauffeur to Colonel Dwight Earhart, the commander of this camp.
Oh, I know that name.
Amelia Earhart?
The genius behind my evolution was Dr. Richard Holtzen.
What happened to him?
Oh, I don't know. For years now, he's been taking prisoners from the surface to this facility and splicing them... their DNA with various animals, started with basal life forms, vermin, reptiles, the poor unfortunates you may have encountered in Alpha Lab.
Yeah.
The Alphas were the first group, Jews and Gypsies mostly, all mixed up with vermin and snakes. The transformation was a success, but as you saw, the results were less than ideal. The Alphas are little more than bipeds.
Oh, just shoot him.
So we're fable-toing it?
You're being very rude.
Nazi.
Well, I guess I won't give you the dynamite then.
You said you weren't going to give us dynamite anyway.
I never said that.
He said
I'm trying to have a civilized conversation with you.
He said he didn't want to...
I apologize. It has been a very stressful day.
We do not meet many Germans who are amenable to our escaping, if you catch my drift. We are tired and dirty, and...
I have no particular quarrel with you, provided you don't try to destroy the research here.
Okay, so that's the catch. We have to leave this in the hands of the Germans.
No.
You guys are the soldiers.
I will give you a single stick of dynamite if you wish, and you can leave here.
Would that be enough to blow the hatch?
Yeah.
There's no... This isn't like, you know, like a devil's deal where, you know, like, oh, yeah, I'll give you the stick of dynamite. But it's going to cost you your soul.
Oh, no, not at all. But I'm just eager to be rid of you, really, honestly.
But that's the trade-off, basically. If we leave here without destroying everything, then the Germans will still have this cache of research to fall back on and maybe expand upon. But if we go through the final fight and kill this guy and then go back and press the kill button on the betas, then...
And use the rest of the dynamite to blow up the rest of the facility, then we stop the Germans from doing this. We set them back.
Yeah.
Until, you know, inevitably we win.
Well, who knows? We don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, would you like the dynamite?
I think I would like the dynamite. I just want to go home.
Very well. Von Stick should do it, yeah?
Duh.
We...
So he stands up, he reaches into his pocket and walks over to an iron filing cabinet and opens it.
What is his appearance, by the way?
Like, he's Uber.
He's
Ubermensch.
Okay. Like, is it obvious what he was spliced with? Or?
He's a Hotsy-Totsy Nazi.
He looks human.
Super soldier.
Oh, okay.
They were trying to make a cap.
Okay.
They kind of.
He takes a stick of dynamite out. He locks the cabinet and puts the key back in his pocket. Now, I would be very careful with this.
Don't do this with it. Don't light a cigarette with it.
One should be enough to blow the cover off.
Do you know what's above that cover? Considering it's welded shut. We're not going to pop up in the middle of a Nazi barracks.
No, I believe that is countryside.
I always wanted to retire to the country.
You will still be in Germany, so that would be a challenge, but you seem up to it.
Now, we said it was 45. Mm-hmm. When in 45 is it? Is it winter? Is it spring?
Let's say it's spring.
Okay, so it's gotta be like March, because if it's April, then the Nazis are fucking panicking and nearly done. But
it's spring. Yeah.
All right, I like those odds. In
Germany. Yeah. Can I? I'm okay with not just with just taking the dynamite and leaving.
I am entirely okay with that. Because...
I give him the dynamite.
All right.
Or, you know, if you want to go up and take it from...
Ubermensch.
Ubermensch over here.
Okay.
He hands it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll be on our way?
Yes. You didn't kill the betas, did you?
No.
They're like my pets.
You were right.
They will awaken six
a couple hours. We put him to sleep because one of them wanted to eat us.
Very well. I wish you luck.
You question. What do you feed the betas?
He points to a door. He points to the north door. You can look for yourself if you want.
About that. And about that life. I'm going to go put my cell phone in the fridge.
Keep the signal cold.
Now, I would like to get back to my book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sorry to disturb your reading.
Yes, all right. So sorry to have disturbed you.
We hope the bang later doesn't bother you.
We don't hear any, like, pleading voices coming from the door that he just mentioned.
No.
Motioned to, do we? Okay, thank God. Help! What is it? Who's out there?
So I guess we leave and close the door?
Yeah, we're gonna...
Do we really just want to leave him down here?
Yeah. No. Sorry about this, guys. I'm going to throw the dynamite. I'm going to light it and throw it.
Wait. No. We need that to escape.
Well, if he closed the cabinet, it should be fine.
Did he close the cabinet with the other dynamite? Yeah.
Well,
I'm gonna let the dynamite.
See, I was just gonna say, once we get out of here, we could just tell everybody where the labs are.
All right.
My whole plan was just gonna take the plan.
I knew. I figured that. Meyer, actually, I'm thinking to myself, how is he gonna fuck us with this one?
So roll initiative.
I'm gonna fucking kill this dick.
Almost made it. He was nowhere near evil to us at all. He was actually super nice and helpful. And
you know what? Super nice and helpful Nazi. Still a Nazi. I'm okay with this turn of events.
14.
16.
I'm going at 14 as well.
I'm at 13.
16. I have a dynamite stick. I'm throwing around.
So Ethan's going at 16.
I'm at 15.
Omega is at 14. Jervich is
Are we murdering Omega in effigy now for his many rules lawyering comments?
Is that why you named it Omega?
No. Philippe?
He named it Omega because the 14? Doctor didn't understand the numbering system.
When, as everyone's walking through the door, I'm just like, I'm just gonna sorry about this, gentleman.
Man! And then the rifle comes up.
Alright, Ethan. Stop.
Tossing that
lighting. Son of a bitch!
Lighting it and tossing it right as fucking nuts.
Okay. Can't say I disapprove.
So I mean, roll attack strength.
This is for America!
I was literally just gonna, as soon as we got out here, I was just gonna tell everybody where the slams were. We're gonna come with a full force.
Tell everybody who? We're in Germany.
Once we got out!
He is going to try to dodge.
We're in Germany.
We're good at it.
Getting a full force into Germany was the entire point of World War II.
I'm aware, I'm just saying, like, that was my reasoning, my thought logic was, alright, I know where this place is, bring people back when we can.
I'm
a Russian Jew, I'm alright with killing Nazis.
So roll roll a d10.
Okay.
That's probably mortal damage.
10.
Do you light it and go, 10. America! Fuck yeah!
Level 10 to fucking blow him up.
Well, no, it would.
10 to fail.
No? No, well, for damage.
Oh, sorry, I'm sitting here.
So, he takes 10 severe wounds.
That's a lot.
Really? Dynamite is a severe wound?
Well, it depends on the kind of success you get.
Oh.
He's also a super soldier.
And he's also, he's 10 boss. Severe wounds.
How fucked up is he now?
That's not supposed to be zero. That's supposed to be two. So that's 8.
Helpful tip for any fight. Talk the enemy into giving you a stick of dynamite.
And then throw it. Then, like, so, seriously, this is all his fault.
He tries to dodge, but it just blows him.
I should have seen this coming!
My book!
It blows up, and he slams against the wall.
We don't need them.
And now it's Jervich's turn.
That was Gutter, you filthy American.
Oh, you were doing the Nazi.
Yeah, you
started.
I was like, wait.
Why is Philippe mad at us?
I know. He's
shooting at where he landed.
Alright, roll to shoot.
Dex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my experience in firearms gives me a bonus. 9 out of 9.
Roll for damage.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
That's an exceptional success, so that's...
I got 5.
5. All right.
My D6 really likes 5s. And 3s. 3s. 3s and 5s.
So he slams up against the wall. He's burnt.
Does he look bad?
Yes, he looks pretty bad. And then you shoot him. You shoot his right arm pretty much off.
Mm-hmm. That'll make punching him a lot easier.
And he's gonna go now.
Oh
dear.
He gets 2 turns because he's got super speed.
Don't give him that idea.
Cap doesn't have super speed. Speed of normal person.
Peak. No, peak physical perfection.
He
moves at the speed of thoughts. That's what they say in the early comics. Whatever that means.
Mm-hmm. he... Oh, no, he used his turn to dodge, and he died, so...
Dodge, dodge, dip, duck, and dodge.
So, guys, shoot the shit out of him.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
I did!
I'm gonna punch him, because I'm better at
well,
that.
Well, I shot the arm out of him.
Philippe's gonna raise
He's
his
got an arm off!
And shoot. Philippe gets a 3 out of 9.
Damage.
Damage... 6.
What's all right.
Damage?
You shoot his left arm off. He has no arms.
And he's alive?
Yeah.
This is going to be the best boxing match ever.
He's stalking towards you guys. Just his lips have pretty much been like burnt off, so he's just got this like crazed toothy grin.
Okay.
And his eyes are his hair, basically his hair has been burnt off and his face is just scarred.
Hickory
and
no more.
Yeah.
Golem is going to march right up to meet him and punch him in the face as hard as I can.
Okay, roll.
A 6 out of 9.
Roll for damage.
So what do I do for that?
D4.
With my boxing training?
Yeah.
But it does severe damage, right? Yeah. 4.
4. All right. You punch his head, and because it's been burned so much, it just caves in. You cave his face. Because let's say he's right up against the wall.
He can so block.
You, no, he can.
He's right up against the wall, and you just the back of his head hits the wall, and your fist keeps going. And you just cave his face in, and he drops.
This is better than he deserves.
That's what you get for giving us a stick of dynamite, you Nazi asshole.
Since I'm standing over his body, I'm gonna wipe my hand off on his shirt and reach into his pocket and pull out the key to open the.
Is handle still playing, or did the photograph get knocked?
No, it's still playing. It has to still be playing.
Alex, make me a fate check.
So what does that mean?
You roll a d6 against your fate.
I haven't used it yet.
I know.
No, I got a 6 out of 4. Okay.
That was just a general fate check.
How do those work? What does that mean? You never covered that.
Basically, this would be like, you know, like when you tell somebody odds or evens.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the dynamite blew up near him. The key is.
Oh, it's not in his pocket. Okay.
No, it is. It's just
melted.
It's not. Gonna work.
Deformed. Yeah.
The key's deformed.
Well, we have to pick the lock.
Alright. Philippe is gonna go pick that lock. Philippe picks that lock with a 5 out of 6.
Alright. You pick the lock.
Does this turn you on?
We should probably take care of the betas before we go.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Or destroy whole laboratory. The dynamite. Could we? No, because we have to set the.
Is there a timer? Like no. Okay.
He said if they the other support columns are destroyed, the whole place will cave.
There, so there is one support column. I'll tell you where they are.
We would have seen them as we know.
Yes. Yeah.
There was one of the beta lab. You said
there. This is where the.
Right. The alpha lab one is gone.
This one's gone. This there's one here, and then there's one here.
Oh. Okay.
So. Make a think int. Well, everyone.
Can I use my mechanical repair?
No.
I make it.
I made it.
I make it.
I do not.
This one, you would be able to light and then run.
Oh, okay. So we can give that one a long fuse.
Yes.
I gotcha.
And run. This one is the problem.
Well, we could destroy the beta lab one now.
You aren't sure... That
if we destroy that, the whole place won't just cave in.
Is there any flammables?
Yeah, I was gonna say, what if we just started a really big fire?
No, I was gonna say, what if we just kill them and burn the bodies of the betas?
The research still though.
Yeah.
Burn it. Yeah, so we'll just burn it all.
Start a really big fire.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's kill the betas first and then burn it.
Well, that we could just press a button to kill the bait.
Well, it's not being our fight right now. Let's kill him.
All right, so you guys go kill the betas.
Yeah, I climb up the... How does it kill them? Is it...
Gas.
Gas, okay.
I'm gonna grab the body of Omega and drag him into the beta lab and start making a pile
okay.
of things we're going to burn.
All right, make me a think perception to find...
Everything we need to.
I succeed. Four.
I make that perception. 3 out of 7.
Think perception.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 out of 1.
Basically, so, my thinking is if it's in this place.
2 out of 7.
So you basically pick up everything that isn't nailed to the ground, and if it is, you unnail it. And so are you looking all over the lab?
Yeah.
All right. So what I'll tell you is that right up here. What you see?
Well, was it,
I think it was dead bodies that in the
since we killed this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like dead like prisoners that he was feeding.
I'm about to say that.
Well, I'm gonna tell. Oh,
okay.
You.
Yeah.
So, as you basically, if you're gonna explore the whole facility, that door that he was gesturing to, beyond it. You see up on the ceiling, beyond that door, in one of the sewery corridors, are several decaying human corpses impaled upon iron spikes on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Some of them have features that suggest the beginning of bestial change. And right around that corner, you see a chute that falls into the corridor from above. Okay. The ground below the chute is littered with bones and stained with blood.
Ah. So they're just dropping them food down here.
Mm-hmm.
Are some of them prisoners?
That are up, yeah.
Well, they ain't eating no more.
Right, so you make a pile.
We did the
so basically thing. It's just a waste of food now.
I guess the prisoners wouldn't have any idea other than their tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
How many bodies are there?
About a dozen or so.
This, what's his
they're
face?
Honestly, most of them are decayed.
Yeah.
So the tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah. Omega, this Omega thing, did it have clothes down here? Because we're probably still wearing our prison.
All right,
so let's swap out for some.
Nice clothes.
Yeah, actual.
Better than what we were wearing.
Yeah. And I've got the food from the storage room.
I have a nice armor.
Does he have any more food, or is he eating rotting corpses, too?
You don't see any food.
Oh, super soldier.
Right. Yeah.
Well, or he's eating rotting corpses. I'll make you... I'll let you...
No, it's okay. I'm going to assume the super soldier doesn't need to eat, because that's slightly more comforting.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to make a big pile and burn it.
In the middle of battle, you know, poop.
It's true.
He's like...
I gotta go.
You gotta go. You gotta go, man. Watch my foxhole. I gotta go poop. What? Now?
Time out. I gotta poop.
Oh, bathroom break. Bathroom break.
All right. So you burn the pile.
All right. I'm going to close the door so it doesn't fill the entire place with smoke.
All right.
All right. Time for us to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have spread chemicals that were left around so that it actually starts spreading throughout the lab?
Sure.
So it catches?
Yeah.
All right. I have Spy Master, so I've probably planted dynamite before, don't you think?
Probably, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so... Definitely
sabotage, man.
Yeah. So I'm gonna...
Just make me a quick... make me a quick tinker int to... lay the chemicals in the fire in such a way as that it will effectively destroy everything.
I succeeded.
Okay.
I got a 4 out of 8.
Alright, so you stick a piece of dynamite into the hatchway. And you light it. And you run away.
Fire in the hole!
We should back up.
Mm-hmm. I think more of we should run.
And there's a deafening explosion.
Is it like kaboosh?
Yeah.
But louder?
Mm-hmm. And the smoke clears, and you look, and the hatch has been blown off.
Daylight?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, not, no. Yes, day. Yes.
We escaped at night.
We could see the sky.
Yes.
I don't care if it's day or night.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say was that you can't, like, you had to climb up.
Yeah.
A fairly
long ladder.
Long distance, and then slide down and then run.
And then run.
So, like, when you get to
the ladder. But when the smoke clears, we can see
you look
streaming
up.
Down
yeah.
daylight.
After you, my friend.
Are we setting that other charge, or?
Yeah.
Might as well.
We should.
Alright.
If anything, it'll collapse the section, so it's harder to get back in.
So, wait, we have to go from...
No, that's the other...
Okay.
We're right there. That's
we're
the
right
exit.
There. Alright, I'm going to set the charge with a long fuse. I do it 3 out of 8. Okay.
So, the rest of us will go first.
Just quickly, and this might not matter to you guys, but make me a think int.
Nope.
5 out of 8.
8 out of 3.
10.
You're pretty sure you destroyed all the information, but there is that, and this, yes, will make probably collapse this entrance, but there's still that other entrance near the beta lab.
Yeah. Well, the beta lab is going to be gutted by fire. So.
Right. I'm just saying that does occur to you that there are other ways into...
Yeah, but there's one left.
Yeah.
But that's, like I said, maybe it'll matter, maybe it won't.
What is all the way down here?
That's just a dead end.
Auto-generator, corridors.
They will find ashes, so I'm not that bothered.
Okay.
Their dreams will be ashes in their mouth.
So you guys climb up into the sunlight. You breathe the fresh air.
Oh, thank God. I didn't think I could smell anything so good. I mean, it's German air, but you know what? It's still better than what was down in that hole.
And you're in the middle of the German countryside, and...
Are the hills alive with the sound of music?
And you look...
Or is it Swiss?
And,
oh, no, it is the Von Trapp children.
you look around, and you're not really sure where you are, but it's
We're not
than,
in the concentration camp.
But it's better than where you were, and we'll end it there.
Where are we? Not in a concentration camp.
All right. So that was the alpha test. I called it the alpha test because it's alpha test, and then
also that was an alpha test.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
That was the Will Fate alpha test. What did you guys think?
I like it. These are the two notes I came up with while we were playing. I think to make it simpler, a regular success should be, you know, you roll under your score. Uh-huh. I think, you know, a 1 is whatever. If you want a 1 to be critical, I think what might be better is if, like, an exceptional success or a crit. I mean, if you want to make it slightly more varied, a crit should be when you roll on your number. Or an exceptional success is when you roll on the number. At least that way, it's because then you have, like, 2 to 5 is regular, and then 6 to 9 is exceptional.
Well, then you lose,
Well, what I was thinking was if 1 is a crit, everything else is regular, and if you roll on your number, that's an exceptional success.
Yeah. But I think what you lose there, then, is... If you don't have what Ed was going for was if you have a skill at 4, you can't get an exceptional
right.
Success
that's the
you're
idea.
Not good enough.
Is that if you're at 4, it's like okay, you can only do this well. You can crit with luck,
right? Okay,
but
that makes sense too.
I mean, I think I'm less concerned with the different levels of success. And more concerned with how they translate in combat. I think, like, you know, if it was just an action, if you know, Ryan was, you know, like when James is looting a body. Because if he got a regular success, he would have just found the keys and the gun.
Right.
But because he had a exceptional success, he also found the ammo. You know, with a critical success, he might have found a grenade or something. But,
Grenada!
My bigger concern is how it translates to combat. Combat's a little clunky.
I think the thing I didn't get about combat is how the damage was working.
Right. Well, yeah. that's the problem
that you need to work out.
Like, I understand that the grunts, you know, just had their HP, you know, just had their one wound threshold, which mm-hmm. I think works because they're supposed to be crunchier enemies.
Right.
And the, you know, the bosses have full stats. I think that makes sense.
Right.
But when we're dealing damage, it seemed, it was hard to tell. Like, I think that's the thing with having the number system for getting, like, exceptional successes and things. Like, when we were rolling, I didn't know if I was doing, if I was getting an exceptional success or a regular success.
Well, I mean, the more you played the game, the more you would,
yeah, you would know. Like, so, like, anything above 5 is exceptional.
And anything above 5 is exceptional.
And a 1 is a crit.
And then what is, so if you roll exceptional, it's severe, and if you roll a crit, it's mortal?
Well, that's the mechanic that is troubling, is how it would translate to combat.
I think instead of doing
the tiers,
different tier. No, I think you could keep the tiers.
Well, use multipliers on the damage.
That's what I was going to say. So if you do you know, a regular success is 1d6, exceptional success is 2d6. You know,
a critical is 3.
Right. Or, so that,
and then it just builds from
yeah. Because the whole point is to build up right. The wounds,
and then the for instance. So if a regular success on a punch does a d4 of damage, and then a d6, and then
I think with physical combat like that, there has to be some kind of modifier, because technically I have a strength of 9, Ryan has a strength of 4.
Maybe it would
do the same damage.
Maybe
on a punch.
it would be 1 plus strength.
I think
that's
too much.
Well, I mean, I think that it's all right to have a separate damage bonus stat.
That's what I was thinking.
That
yeah.
you calculate once. And
so maybe a regular success could be like 1 plus damage bonus.
Right. So, you know, like a regular success is 1d4 plus DB, and then an exceptional is 2d4 plus DB. Just so, like.
And then, but with your martial arts, instead of doing
minor, it would do severe.
That makes sense.
Or even, I think one way it could work, because I feel like guns should automatically be severe. Like, they're guns. They're ripping you up.
Right.
I mean, I think part of it should be, you know, the way I like the way it works where it builds. But, you know, I think, yeah, combat, you know, you can beat someone to death. It's going to take you longer than if you're shooting them.
Right.
So, you know, punches and clubs and things start at minor damage.
Right.
But, you know, if you're stabbing someone, that's worse than punching them.
That's true.
I think that's, and then, you know, explosions, I think, should just kind of be mortal damage. Like, that's.
What if you're punching with somebody with your knife hand?
Then that's severe. That's a weapon then you're using.
Right.
From Wolverine.
That's pretty severe. Wolverine kills a lot of people.
He's a good guy, though.
No, he is murdered.
Yeah, and then, like, I would say, like, fire and explosions and things like that would do mortal.
I think it would also depend on how much like, I think just to simplify it, fire would be, because, you know, if you hold a lighter to your finger, that's not a mortal wound. But, yeah, I think just to simplify it, fire, acid, explosions, those kind of things would be mortal.
So, I can take 1 off my fortitude, drop it down to 4, which gives me a point somewhere else, and still be at 5 wound threshold. So I have 15 hit points total. So if someone rolled max damage on a D4, it would take them 3 rolls maxed out to get me to the point where I couldn't fight back.
Okay.
That's 3 good hits.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Sure.
Like, if my character punched you in the face 3 times.
Yeah.
And it was 3 good hits.
Yeah.
I would be out for the count. Not quite dead, but
right.
Helpless.
I'm not dead.
And then
yet.
While you're down and helpless, he could just
coup de grace you or
or punch you into pulp.
Right.
The one thing that I find is kind of weird, though, is if you pass out at 2/3... of your hit points. Like, if you automatically pass out once you hit the severe level, I feel like maybe instead of doing that, you should have it be a check with a
once you max out at your bigger level.
What happened?
Once you max out at your severe level.
Because you said you automatically pass out then. You can't even...
After you max out at your severe level.
Yeah. Right.
That's true. I think it should still be...
Another check, but maybe at half.
Or you give like a minus three penalty instead of a minus one.
Wait, that's
falling apart, so...
Okay, so I didn't do that.
No, you did.
The other thing I thought... That I noticed after we've been playing for a while. I kind of like the will fate mechanic, but succeeding is so easy that I never felt the need to use it.
That was one thing. Succeeding was very easy.
Yeah, we were. And like there, I never felt the need to use it because I never needed to.
I feel like maybe if you're starting everyone at five, maybe you could start them at three. And give maybe
attributes.
Start each attribute at three, and give a couple of extra CP in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, because like I mean, I had my thing. I was the strength guy,
right.
The only rolls I really made were strength attack and strength sinker.
I did notice that
we were succeeding an awful lot.
Succeeding was a little bit easy.
Yeah,
that was one of the things I had mentioned originally. Was that.
But even if it was a D100, it would still be the same percentages.
Yeah. But, like, even if you're... I guess, to me... I guess it would be the same.
I mean, the reason I suggested shying away from the D100 is because it makes it a much more specific, and you're trying to go for something that's easy.
I do like the D10 better.
I mean, if you want to make it slightly more challenging, you could change it to a D12.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about, instead of making it a D10, making it a D12.
I mean, if you keep all these numbers the same, but now I'm wrong. Now, instead of 9 out of 10, I have 9 out of 12.
Right. Maybe...
So, then what happens on 11 or 12? Are those just automatic failures, or...
We'll keep the.
Well, then you could bring your.
Well, then you could bring it up to. Maybe you could bring it up to.
Then maybe you could bring. Maybe then the point would be you could spend your TP to bring your skills up higher.
Okay.
So maybe base attribute, you know, the most you can, unless you have abilities or something, the most you could do is 9 or 10, maybe. And then if you want to go above that, you have to spend the TP.
With your skill or training.
Like, okay. 10 or whatever you say, 9 or 10 is the highest base skill you can have. Anything above that is special training and you have to spend TP on it.
TP.
But, you know, you can't go to 12. You can only go to 11.
But 11's louder than 10.
The other suggestion that I had, maybe fold perception and wits together. Because wits you're only using for one thing.
Fortitude you're only using for one thing too.
I feel like the attributes is in the right place for those. You have so few points to spend on attributes. I feel like fortitude.
Yeah, but you just said that everything is too easy already.
That's true.
Like that's the whole point of it is that if you spend it on fortitude and wits, you'll be less good at doing things.
Okay.
But you'll be quicker and more sturdy. However, if you're better at doing things, you're going to be slower to react and easier to kill.
I would say one thing that you should do is... make buying skills mandatory. Like, you have to have at least one skill in something. Well, I guess you don't have to make it mandatory. There's enough incentive to...
Yeah.
To get them. Especially with the plus three.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll have to look at... I'll have to fiddle with the numbers.
I mean, I think balance is the most important part with making a system.
That's the problem, is that, I mean...
You have to go in and chart out the probabilities.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Because this was a little bit too easy. I mean, there were, like... There were some things... And I think also, because it was a dungeon delve, essentially, there weren't necessarily... There weren't things that you necessarily had to do. Like, for instance, if this was a campaign, you know, and you were in a bar trying to sweet talk somebody.
Yeah.
You might have to use your charisma.
Right.
You know.
I mean, yeah, that's stuff that would come up more in a campaign.
Whereas here, it was sort of like, okay, well, we need to break this door down, strength guy. We need to pick this lock.
Yeah.
You know.
But even in a campaign, every character is going to play towards their strength.
Well, yes. But I think that in a less enclosed focused space, you'd probably have more chances where you came up against things that you had to do that you weren't good at.
No, I like it. I do think this. It's easy to pick up and play.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't take long to make a character. I like that.
Yeah, I was able to get like a done in like phase 2 minutes.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not like a math.
It's a...
I think that's one of the things that you should try to shy away. Like, it's not a math-heavy system.
Right. Well, that's
I think you should shy away. Make sure you shy away
from that. That's kind of the point, which is why I'm having trouble with combat.
I don't really like the name, though.
Yeah, you got to change that, because there's a very popular game called Fate already.
Yeah, I don't love the name either.
I thought it was called Will's Fate.
I couldn't think of anything better, but...
Yeah, yeah. It's a good placeholder.
That really has nothing to do with the system.
Yes, it does.
I can't play this again until you change the name.
I refuse.
Yeah, I definitely that was my major thing, that the success was pretty easy.
Yes.
So it seemed, I mean, unless that's what you're, I mean, if you're doing like a pulpy.
Well, I mean, I guess part of it too is that, like, if you're coming, I think I want things to be a little bit more, like, I want there to be a little bit more chance for failure, but I also for me, if you're in a story and you come up against and just everybody's failing because you can't
get past,
right, no,
past
you don't.
A certain obstacle, to me that derails the story.
No, I agree. No, it shouldn't be so hard that everyone's failing.
So I think, you know, even if it means, oh, we have to go get this other character because he's good at this, I think that there should be a way for every obstacle to be overcome. You know, combat was a little bit too easy, though, I think.
Yeah, I didn't
get
that once.
We murdered everything. That hurt.
I mean, I think, like, task-wise, I don't think that I had a problem with your pass-fail rate with tasks. You passed most of them, you failed a couple of them.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, I mean, the pass-fail rate for tasks is the same as combat. It's just different actions.
Right. But I think that... I don't know. It just seems that maybe it was the damage itself. And the fact that these guys are particularly crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, you guys didn't miss a single attack.
Yeah.
I did.
You threw...
Okay, I missed a punch.
Yeah, you threw, what, 8 of them at us?
Yeah.
And we killed them in 3 rounds? So that's... I mean, that's okay, but... I guess you'd have to... Maybe for minions or whatever it was you called them, up the wound threshold a little, since they only have 1 level. Like,
well, I understated them a little bit, I think, because I was afraid to overstat them because I didn't know how the system would work.
Right.
And I prefer you ripping through my enemies.
Right.
To
everything murdering us?
Yeah, to you, to a TPK. I understand in Omega, obviously.
Well, I mean, we also led off with throwing a stick of
dynamite. That's true, right. And Maya rolled really well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That I understood. Like, we literally blew him apart.
Yes. But, yeah, I think that I think I like the idea of turning it D12.
That's a little more unique because it doesn't really come up.
There are a ton of D10 systems.
Because I think if it's a D12 system,
honestly, I was having trouble figuring out what else I was going to spend my TP on down here. I wound up putting in like some of the intelligence stuff, but if it was a D12 and my strength attack was only 9, I would have bumped that up more.
Right.
Same with the Tinker. I would have spent more points on that. Right. I would have spent actual points on that, because once I had it, the attributes, it didn't matter. It was maxed out.
Right. Well, because then, you know, if you have a high strength, you can do strength things, but...
Yeah, so I
understand the trade-off. Right. I'm just saying, like, there was no reason for me to spend any of my TP on strength, because I was done.
Right.
So, but if, you know, the max you can go with an attribute is 9,
right,
but the highest you can roll is 11, then there's an incentive to spend some TP on that.
Right, exactly. I think that's a better idea.
Also, you should probably come up with something other than TP.
Yeah.
Sounds like toilet paper.
I keep laughing at it.
yeah, okay.
Just like skill points or something.
Yeah, well, no, because skill point, well...
Or action points.
That was what it was originally, but then
just don't use power points.
I have ability points.
Oh, okay.
So they're both AP,
right?
I mean, you could keep TP, but
yeah,
James is laughing at it like a 12-year-old.
So. Yeah,
I mean, maybe I'll come up with something different, but fuck you, James.
It's true. You're a bastard.
Because basically the way that abilities work, abilities have 3 levels. Each level costs its level in AP.
Okay.
During character creation, if it's a ability game, you get 3 AP.
Okay.
And then... For like long term growth, you can use experience points to buy more AP to better your abilities.
So, what do experience points like? How would we get experience?
How much XP would we get from that? That we just
for
did?
This game, the way that I have it right now, and I don't know if I'm going to keep it this way, is you get where do I have it? One for being involved.
Okay.
One for like learning something interesting.
Okay.
Something new. One if there are any particular notable role playing moments that I enjoy, that the GM enjoys.
Okay.
1 to 3 for facing danger, depending on, you know,
how well we knew.
Right. And 1 for resolving or finding a new character arc.
Okay. So how much XP would you give us for this?
Tonight? 1, 2... I would probably give you 4.
Okay, so then what do we spend that on?
And how does that translate?
An attribute point would be your new score times 2.
Okay.
An increased AS for scores 1 to 5 would be new score times 2. And an increased AS for 6 to 9 would be new score times 4.
Okay.
Wait, so attributes cost the same to improve as low-level action scores?
Yes.
I would probably
those should be more
attributes should be the hardest thing because they bump all your stats.
Yeah, maybe so. Attributes would be new times four.
That seems like a lot, though. But because, like, if I wanted to go from they start at five right now, and if I wanted to raise my perception from five to six, I would need 24 experience points.
No.
New score times four.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think the way the system's going, like, I think maybe, shy away from math.
Maybe you shouldn't even have to raise... We shouldn't even be able to raise attributes.
No, I mean, I think you should be able to raise attributes. I'm kind of a fan of a flat score. Especially if you're going for something more simple.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to raise an attribute, it's 10 points. Like a skill, an action score from 1 to 5 is 2, and an action score from 6 and up is, 5 or something.
I don't think that's enough, but
or more, but.
I'm okay with the multipliers in the XP.
I don't know, I think if that's the only place they have them, there's other ways to do it.
Mm. True.
Especially if you're going for something that's simpler.
Yeah.
Right now, I think it's the only place I have it.
Or, I mean, if you want to be a little more unique, instead of awarding XP, the GM could award attribute and action score points.
Yeah, but then...
You would have to reserve those for, like, the end of story arcs, because otherwise you'd advance really quickly.
Right, that's the problem, is then you would advance really quickly, or if it was... only for really special occasions, you wouldn't advance except for really special occasions.
Maybe at the end of a game, you get an action score, you get an AS point, and at the end of an arc, you get an attribute point.
But then what if you want to, what if you want to learn a new skill, or if it's an abilities game?
Well then, abilities, you'd have to wait until you got an attribute point, because... it's an attribute.
And no, then, abilities are separate.
Well, it's right there under attributes. That's why I thought it was an attribute.
No. Point. No, that's... some abilities increase your...
Attributes. Okay. Never mind that.
But yeah, so for this game, you would probably get like four... So, like, essentially, in order to buy a new skill, it would be 5 XP. But, yeah, so a skill would be 5 XP.
So if we had done a little better, we might be able to buy a skill session.
Right.
See, the thing about, like, what's better, like... I think we did pretty well considering everything that was thrown at us.
No, that's true. I mean, I just mean if we'd gotten more XP.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No, but, like, because it was a one-shot, you really...
No, I'm not saying you didn't give us enough XP.
Right, you really didn't resolve or find a new character arc, you know, but if this was a campaign, you might have.
Right. I mean, you could say, for all of our characters, escaping the fucking concentration camp is a resolution of a character arc.
I also probably would give everybody one nomination, so there's that, too.
Well, I think you should build that into the system, then, because...
Yeah, I really like doing that.
No, I do. I think you should make that...
You think I should put it in the system?
Yeah. Everybody gets a nomination, or, you know, if you feel like it.
Or as, like, an optional rule or something.
Right.
Because I do like that, but I think... The two things that need the most balance are when you do rolls and XP, because you don't want characters to advance too quickly, but you don't want them to advance too slowly either.
Right.
Meyer has just committed suicide.
Like, my int score is 3, so my think intelligence is 3. Like, I should be able to raise that pretty easily by at least 1 point. But after this first game, I still can't. So, like, I think something like that,
Why would you be able to raise it easily?
Because it's so low.
Right. But Why should you? Why should you be able to raise it easily just because it's low?
Because lower stats are easier to raise than higher stats.
Well, easier, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's easy.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying there should be some sense.
That's why you do the multipliers if you're.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying about the new score times two to raise it would be
8.
Right. So you could raise your intelligence in 2 games.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're thinking.
Think it, yeah.
I have an idea. I kind of need to write it all out to make sure it makes sense. I feel like, because you've got CP here, you've got TP, which you really do have to change. Maybe you should just make all of those like character build points, and put CP and TP and, you know, the attribute scores in terms and the skills and everything in terms of the same currency. That way you can figure out, you know, you're only dealing with one set of points, and you can basically just make XP that.
Well, you mean XP, not character creation?
No, what Ryan's saying is there's just CP. There's no TP or anything else.
I had thought of that. The problem with that, then, is there's no reason to put anything in your action scores.
Well, then you just say, at character creation, you have to put this many points in your action scores.
Okay.
Like Eclipse Phase does that. You have to buy 300 CP worth of knowledge skills and 400 CP of action skills, and you can spend the rest on whatever you want.
Because when I had thought of that, I thought, well, then, why raise your action scores? You just, let's say you got, what was it, 5 and 7. So if it was just 11, then why wouldn't you just put them all into attributes rather than action scores?
I think you'd also have to give, maybe you wouldn't put them into action scores, maybe, I mean, but skills are definitely worth investing in.
Right, but why not put, you know,
yeah, you set the cap. You say, you know, you get, you know, whatever, 10 CP to spend on attributes, and that's it. You're done. You get, you know, however many CP are left over to spend on your action scores, your skills, and your training and your specialization.
Or if you want, you could increase the amount of CP you get a little bit, but say attributes cost 2 CP per point to raise.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, you figure out, You put everything in terms of the lowest common denominator, which I think would be the skill.
Right, so action scores cost 1 point each to raise, one for one. Attributes are 2 for 1 or 3 for 1.
Right.
But you need more points.
Why switch it? Because, I don't know. I mean, I agree that the numbers have to be shifted a bit, but that, to me, sounds like it's complicating things a little bit more.
I think it might encourage people to invest in action scores more, because if attributes are more expensive, I might not have the points to raise my strength to 9. But so if I can only raise my strength to 7, then I'm going to raise my strength attack, but I might not raise my strength charm. So maybe I'm strong, but I'm not intimidating. So I'm, you know, I'm a fighter, but I'm not intimidating. Or, you know, my strength tinker, you know, isn't 9. It's, mm-hmm. what, you know, 6, whatever my score is. But my strength attack is higher.
Because otherwise, then, I mean, it sounds a little bit more complicated, but otherwise you're dealing with 3 different kinds of point values, and you have no idea how they translate to each other. You've got the CP that goes into your attributes, you've got the TP that goes into your action scores, and then you've got the XP that you get every game.
Mm-hmm. Well, once character creation happens, CP and TP are gone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can use the same sort of whatever value you figure out, you know, multiplier value. You can use that same escalation when you're advancing the skills later on.
Yeah,
and it'll have the same relationship. It'll have the same meaning.
Uh-huh. Like in Eclipse Phase, your res points spend the exact same way your character points do.
Yeah,
and it makes it easy, so you know how much it's going to cost you to raise your skill. Like, so for this one, so maybe, you know, maybe you have to start with a bigger pool. Maybe you'll start with a pool of like 30 points, and attributes cost, you know, 4 or 5 points to raise for each point. And then, you know, action scores, you know, one through five is 1 point, you know, 6 through 12 or whatever, you know, 1 through 6 is 1 point, 7 through 12 is 2 points per score.
Right. That way
you, and then that's everything. The same, whatever you figure it out. And then that's the same currency, mm-hmm. so that once you get experience points, it, you know, that's how much it costs you to raise things. So really, your experience points are just more character points.
Okay.
And then that way, when I'm building a character, I'll know, well, okay, so, you know, my attribute is, my strength attribute is only 6 now, but if I get 8 experience points or whatever, then I know I could raise that by 1.
Okay.
The other thing you could do with that then is that you could have levels.
Like a knocking.
Like.
I think he's going insane.
Mm. Yeah. It's the drums.
It is the beating of his horrible heart.
No, it's the, it's a morning Joe coming.
Yeah. You see Conan's. So then that, like, if you wanted to have a low level game,
no,
you start with no 40 CP.
Right. That,
okay. A mid level game is 60, or, you know.
You could do scalable build points, like
the high level is 80, and then that way everyone's going to be really strong to start.
Okay. So, like, we were scrubs, just normal humans, but if you wanted to build something that was, you know, someone who was more powerful, like, obviously you would need more character points if you were doing a magical game. You know,
so that would, you know, sort of leave it up to whoever was running the campaign.
Right. Maybe our attributes shouldn't start, or they start at 5, but, you know, instead of getting 7 to spend, we only had 5, so we'd have to lower our stuff some more.
Well, you had 5 to spend. You didn't have 7, you had 5.
Right, 5, yeah. So, you know, or maybe we had, well, I kind of just dumped all mine in strength, but, you know, so maybe we had fewer points to spend. So we've had a little, like, I only changed 3 stats. So maybe I would have had to lower my perception and charisma more in order to get, you know, the starting stats that I wanted.
What did you guys think? I haven't heard you guys say much.
It's because you like to talk.
No, that's me.
Like that's that. Alex.
I'm sorry.
Alex talks way too much.
That's my radio voice.
Yeah, do you guys have anything to...
I really did enjoy the system. I mean, like, they pointed out a lot of the same things that I was thinking. Like, it seemed like we kept succeeding a lot. Right. I mean, maybe coming up with a crit system would be a good idea.
Well, there was. We kind of X-nated it before you got here.
Though, I mean, the crit system, if it was D12, wouldn't be as...
No, the percentages would be better. You would still have to do the math to figure out.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that would be 1/6 of every rolls would be a crit, either success or failure, if you did the 1 in 12.
And other than the things I pointed out in the beginning, I was like, you know, like, because I'm a doctor, like, you know, if I hit somebody with something, like, shouldn't I do a little bit more because I know where it hurts? You know, it's maybe coming up with a better... Well, I mean, I think I liked what you did with, like, you know, like a thought and then...
I mean, I think that would be up to the GM.
Yeah.
If, you know, does your medical knowledge mean... I mean, if you're doing an open system like that, you have to be able to roll with that kind of stuff.
Right. Otherwise,
but you also can say, like, a GM should also be able to say, I don't really like that.
Right, that's why it's up to the GM. Like, that's why if the D100 system goes much better with specific skills.
Right.
And then that way you would, well, no, that would be a different skill that James doesn't have. But, you know... This is a much more open system, so you have to be open with...
No, I did like that open system, though. I did like that. But as I said, like, just coming up with, like, random skills to come up with in the beginning, I was just like,
Yeah, I would definitely have a suggested skill list.
I have one.
Yeah, I do. Definitely.
I have a suggested skill list and skill specials and specialized training, and I do have that.
I think what might be helpful is like an occupation list,
mm-hmm.
and then these are sample skills that a mechanic right. would have, or you know, a medic right. or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I think the will fate mechanic would be better used once things aren't so easy.
I think so. I think it would also be better if there's some other way to use it.
Right.
Like one of the problems is the only way we use it now is if we fail.
Right.
I think if we could spend it to get something else,
mm-hmm.
that might be better. Like, I didn't fail, I succeeded, but I'm going to spend a fate point to just kill this guy. Or
right.
I'm just going to make a fate roll so that I know which way to go.
Well, I suppose, like, for instance...
You could use it as intuition.
You could use it... I guess maybe if I changed it a little bit, you could use it to, like, sort of upgrade your status. You know, like, if you fail, you succeed... If you succeed, maybe you can make it a crit or something like that.
I think there should also maybe be... Because right now they pretty much do the same thing, just in slightly different ways.
Right.
Yeah, that's... I mean, like with willpower, I would be thinking, like, oh, like, you know, you're not gonna... Like, you've failed, like, struggling through the... Like, you know, swimming through this river, and, like, you know, willpower would be like, no, I can do this, and that
right.
would force you through it, as opposed to... Fate. I mean, like, it's... You kind of use them similarly, but that's.
I mean, I guess the idea would be like if you were, you know, like for instance, Alex, that COC game that Ryan ran all those years back when you fell into the water.
And it was the only one to survive because
and,
he did
and
that.
Were yep. washed ashore. That would be like if you failed holding on. And you said I want to spend a point of fate. Instead of you like drowning, you would get washed ashore.
Right.
And that turn, even though that wasn't what you were intending to do, that would be the
right.
Benefit.
But
the
then
benefit.
You know the thing is, oh, I'm going to spend a point of will to keep my head above this. You know, keep my head above water so I don't drown.
Or you might have said I'm going to use the will power to. To fight my way back to the bridge. And that would have been a bad choice.
Bitch, he led us to our deaths.
That would have been a bad choice that ultimately left you to death, but it would have been, you know what I mean? It would
have been more of your...
That's the balance that I'm looking for. Is
I kind of like that. It's a good a definitely good outcome that's the GM's choice.
Right, it's out of your control.
Or...
It's out of your control, but it's definitely a good outcome. As opposed to you get to make the choice for better or for worse.
I think that needs to be more explicit.
I think you should go with luck over fate because luck can literally go either way. Like,
well, that's the point. Fate doesn't. Because
yeah.
then it just becomes will again.
Well, the point is that the whole point of the system is that fate is a force, and if you rely on it, like, it's not just luck. It's... do you, as a person,
leave your destiny up to chance?
Leave your destiny up to chance and fate, or do you take ownership of it?
I do what I want.
So then...
So you're a will character.
You're a will character. You take...
I am will.
Yes.
That's my name.
Yeah.
So you take ownership.
No, we don't.
Well,
but sometimes
I just
when
roll with what happens.
Sometimes when you're going up against the whims of fate, you're going to lose.
Cause right. That's
nope.
the whole point is that if you're going against the if you are basically spitting in fate's face, it's going to get you back.
I got six dogs. My fate's good.
But if you are leaving your destiny up to fate constantly, then you lose a bit of your. You're basically saying...
Yeah, I have no control.
Right.
So it's tougher for you to muster your willpower.
Right.
to see my life. I grew up tough. I got 3 sisters and 6 dogs.
That's too many sisters.
That's a rough life right there, my friend.
So, yeah, I think that... I just think there should be... You should be able to do more with it to make it more
important. Find other uses for it.
Yeah.
Like, it should be... If that's going to be the centerpiece of the system, then it should be the centerpiece of the system.
Yeah.
Also, more description of penises.
Okay.
It'll be nice things.
Because
not a lot of games...
That is something that a lot of role-playing games lack. Descriptions of penises.
Incredibly detailed descriptions of penises.
Maybe some illustrations. You could commission some artwork.
Yeah, the thing about the will thing system is there are a lot of ways to use it. I think we're just not necessarily used to
it. We just haven't come up with them yet.
Like, the Supernatural game I run, like, there is, like, a fate system. There's, like, a thing. It's, like, you could spend the point and you alter your role, and nobody uses it. Like, we've played, like, so many games, and nobody's used it. Like
it's a storage game.
And they kind of forget that they have it, you know?
Right. Well, I don't want this... I don't want it to be part of the game that's forgotten about, but I think that...
Yeah, Edge of the Empire has a...
Like, I also... I forgot about it.
Lights are dark.
I should have used it when Meyer threw the grenade... The dynamite. And I should have made a Will Fate roll, but... I forgot about it.
I mean, What if we made it a little more flexible? Like, what if you could set your Will Fate balance at the beginning of every session?
That's interesting.
Actually, that sounds like a good idea, because then, like, you know, one game would be, like, you're more taking charge, and the next game you'd be more like, I'm just going to roll with what's going on. Right. I guess it would be changing how you feel. Like, it seems more realistic.
That's interesting.
Mm.
Okay. Any final thoughts?
No, I liked it. One of the things I love is that it's pretty much pick up and play.
Right.
Yeah,
that's the one thing I got here late, but I still was able to just, like, pound through that. I was like, cliff notes now, and just blah.
I think one thing that might behoove you is if you come up with some sort of scenario generator with the system. Mm. That way, all the players take 10, 15, 20 minutes to make their characters. GM rolls some dice, comes up with... You know, story ideas, boom, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can make a campaign out of it.
Yeah.
But if you want to just, hey, we have nothing, let's play Will Fate. Okay, give me 20 minutes.
Well, one of the things, what I would like to do is this is actually kind of, I want to write Tider House up, but because I've been running it in Mage the Awakening, I wouldn't be able to publish it.
Unless you submitted it to White Wolf.
Got
a license
to turn Tider once I'm going to finish running in Awakening, but I would like to publish Tider under this. And I think it will work, because I think the ability that would have abilities, and like, you guys really only do... you do kind of the same spells mostly, anyway.
Right.
Yeah, well, so that's also just the way Awakening works.
Right. Yeah, I think Tiger
could have, like, a Knife Fist ability, and Freddy could have the Evil Eye ability, and Dan could have the Lucky Coin ability, things like that.
I don't think it's too necessary that...
Jack would have Transmute.
I don't think it's all that necessary that Tider House characters have magic. I mean,
No, I don't think
I could see that story working better actually without
abilities.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends how you're defining abilities.
Right.
I would say though, I mean, if thinking long term, Tider would be book 2. That doesn't go in the core book.
No, the core
book... There should be scenarios.
Yeah, no, the core book is just the core book with scenarios, pre-gens, tables and stuff, and then Tider would be book 2.
I definitely think, though, if you can come up with a scenario generator, not just, have things pre-planned, but that way you could sit down and conceivably, if we're going to play for a few weeks... have a different story each time, even though it's just, it's going to be a quick dungeon delve like this.
Right. Well, it's kind of like the one in Deniable, where you roll and it says, the bad guy is a scientist, a politician,
You'd have to come up with them.
Right.
And then, you know, if it was, like, enemy, place, mission,
probably a place you could fight a werewolf, a golem, and a midget all in the same thing.
Like, enemy, place, mission, monsters, or something.
Number of blowtorches.
And if they each had 10 or 20 choices.
Yeah. That's
multiple iterations. That's
5.
Yeah.
It's hundreds of iterations.
I only want one choice.
Well, then you wouldn't run the game.
Yeah.
I ran, like, 2 games. That were okay.
Yeah, so, okay, so what I'm taking away from this is I need to tweak combat a little bit.
Combat's always usually tricky, though, for
yeah.
I think if you tweak the whole the range for the numbers and figure out how to make
right
make checks a little bit harder, that will change the combat.
Right.
Because that'll get rid of the problem of combat being too easy, because everything will be harder.
I need
like a range, like if you're like this far away, it's going to be a little harder.
See, again, that's getting into... shy away from those complex mechanics.
Don't simulate the world, simulate the outcomes, you know?
Right.
Fine. The only suggestion I had was about penises.
That was a great suggestion.
Well, I think that the mechanics like that would sort of be hand-waving, you know, like...
Yeah.
Oh, can I say that because I'm right next to him, can I get a...
Yeah, that's up to the GM.
Can I get a plus one to my to my AS? Yeah, sure. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
No, I heard that.
I mean, like, this isn't the kind of system where you would say I can lift, you know, 285 pounds.
Yeah.
And,
this isn't D&D.
I have a range of 30 feet, and I can move 30 feet a turn or whatever. Yeah, this is
the kind of game, and I mean, kind of, I guess... One of the major parts of this game is, like, don't be a dick. You know, like...
Don't count on that.
No, yeah, I know.
You can't.
But, like...
When you have Paul play this, you'll see.
I don't think that this is a game for ROLL players.
No, but... Yeah.
Like, I don't think they'll like it, and that's fine. I think that this is much more, of a game where... Like, you have to come up with... You know, creative ways to do things so you can use your good stats
I feel like a big part of this system is going to be if you're doing it beforehand or if you're just letting the players do whatever, mm-hmm. coming up with good skill lists, because I guess it would depend on what you want the focus of your game to be, because that's a great way to tailor, mm-hmm. you know, what you're gonna do is to say, okay, these are the skill specializations mm-hmm. that I'm gonna allow, or, you know. So I guess you would have
to... obviously, like, in a game, in a non-genre game like this...
Right, you want to be more generic.
I'm not gonna say pilot spacecraft can be one of your skills.
Right.
I hate this game.
But if it was a sci-fi game... That could be a skit, you know.
Or, like, if this game were set in, like, I don't know, if it were set in, the court of the Roman Emperor, whatever, and we were all various courtiers who mm-hmm. were trying to socially outmaneuver right. another rival group. You would be able to tailor that with a bunch of, you know, heavier social right. skills. As opposed, you know, and tone down the combat.
No, I mean, I suppose you could take a skill like that in a game like this that just wouldn't be very useful.
Right.
Yeah. I think you also have to make sure there's knowledge skills in there.
Yeah.
There are.
Yeah. I just realized that none of us really...
Yeah, well, I took...
I actually...
Yeah, that's true. I guess medic is...
The list that I have, I mean, basically, you know...
Who are you calling basic?
You basic.
Basically, I think I split them up into, action skills, like attack skills were like, you know, bladed weapons, blunt weapons, things like that. Avoid skills was you know, quick escapes, dodging. The charm skills were, you know, like social speaking, socializing, fast talking, things like that.
All right, we should probably wrap this up, though, because it's getting late.
All right.
No one wants us anyway.
It is late.
No one well, I do encourage, if you made it through all of the commenting, kudos to you.
Some people
I do, please.
I know for a fact I didn't.
Omega, we're sorry we threw dynamite at you.
If you have any critiques...
Myers not.
If you have any critiques...
Ow,
or suggestions.
Or how did you manage that?
Or praise. Post them. I might not accept them all. I might not, like, use them all. But
like we said before, you know, kid gloves are off, so you be as mean as you want to.
Yeah. You, like, just insult him, like, just the way he looks.
Right.
Like, he's just... Yeah, let him
he's
have
He's a big
it.
Stupid, and he deserves to know it.
Yeah, but yeah, I want to hear your thoughts, so... You want to share your thoughts with us?
If you want to share your thoughts with us,
James, we're not doing the bump anymore.
All right, everybody.
Welcome to a Ragnarok actual play.
That was much more than 5 minutes.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.